of Stevenson Mustangs Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net. This broadcast is presented in part by Buffalo Wild Wings, just minutes away from Mustang Stadium on Owings Mills Boulevard, Coca-Cola, PMM Companies. Now, Stevenson Mustangs Lacrosse.
And greetings from Mustang Stadium on the campus of Stevenson University here in Owings Mills, Maryland. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net, and we are getting ready for women's lacrosse action today as the Stevenson University Mustangs host the Haverford Fords here at Mustang Stadium. Glenn Clark with you alongside former Stevenson lacrosse coach MC McFadden. MC, certainly the conditions much different than the last time you and I were together.
Yeah, when we were together on Wednesday, it was freezing cold and dark and gloomy and foggy.
Yeah.
And today is beautiful and sunny.
It is a gorgeous day. Now, still cold today.
Yes.
Certainly still cold outside here in the Baltimore area, but much more clear and pleasant. Seems more like lacrosse weather. If you didn't notice all the snow in the background, you would think it was more like lacrosse weather today in Owings Mills. As Stevenson, 0-3 on the season, taking on a Haverford team that has started 3-0. Of course, maybe those numbers a bit deceiving, as the Mustangs have played a remarkably difficult schedule coming into today's game. Three top 10 teams they have fallen to start the season, whereas Haverford yet to play a ranked team this season. Stevenson, who's still ranked number 19 at this point, the first ranked team that the Fords have taken.
Yeah, definitely Stevenson had a very tough opening draw to their schedule. I mean, as you said, Glenn, three top 10 teams is really difficult when you're 19 and all three of the teams you open with are ranked higher than you, much higher than you in the poll. But they've done a great job of hanging in there and staying positive throughout their three losses, and they feel very good about this game today.
As you mentioned, the Mustangs have had their moments. They were up 7-0 two games ago at the half against the number one team in the country in Salisbury. Before, unfortunately, seeing that lead disappear in the second half and ultimately falling in double overtime. And then just this past Wednesday when they took on Franklin and Marshall, a game that could have gotten out of hand a few times. It was 5-0 at one point. They fought back to make it 5-3. Then you had a point in the game where it was 11-3, and they managed to get it all the way to 11-8 before falling 13-8 in that one.
Yeah, they have a lot of fight. They have some really great leadership on the field with Catherine Merrick as a senior and Leanne Bittner in the goal. And we saw Leanne Bittner have a great game on Wednesday against Franklin and Marshall, even though they fell in that game. But there's some great leadership on the field that will really keep these kids up and ready to fight today.
Catherine Merrick as well, phenomenal in that game on Wednesday. And as you see there, they started the season with a loss to Gettysburg 14-6 on February 18th. So that's how they've gotten to this point where they are 0-3, whereas for the Fords, 3-0, but coming off an odd game. They've gotten to 3-0 in three very different ways. They scored 17 goals in their opener at Eastern on February 21st. They scored just 5 goals in their win on Wednesday against Scranton, a 5-3 victory in their first home game of the season.
Yeah, and that is very strange. We don't know the story behind that. We don't know if it was just some great defensive play in that game, which is certainly possible, or if it was a weather-related issue. So I'm not sure why, but we're going to assume that it was great defensive play. Give everybody the benefit of the doubt.
And then we hope that the Mustangs are up to the task today of going up against that great defense. These teams got together just a season ago, March 5th, 2014, at Haverford, and what a great game this one. Haverford was up 8-4 at the half before Stevenson charged back in the second half to make it a really close game, ultimately falling 9-8 in that one. Three goals for Catherine Merrick in that game, so she certainly has familiarity against this Fords defense that, again, we said we're giving them the credit of being very good, and she's had some success against them. But it was really the highlight of the season for Haverford a year ago, that Stevenson would go on to be conference champions. That was really their higher watermark, is knocking off the Mustangs. You would imagine revenge perhaps on the mind for Stevenson today.
Oh, I absolutely think that there's going to be some revenge on the mind for Stevenson. Plus, they want their first win of the season, and they're really, really excited to do that in their home, in front of their families and their friends. So I think we're going to see a great game out of them today.
No doubt. Time to get a win for the Stevenson Mustangs. We'll grab a break. We'll come back in, and we'll go over the tail of the tape and tell you what players to watch out for in this one. That's on the way. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry. The minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Take out for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III.
I did receive academic scholarships. Just being involved on campus, being a leader, all those things combined kind of get me recognized. It's a great experience for me.
This is Mustangs Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Back here at Mustang Stadium, Stevenson-Haverford women's lacrosse coming up in just a few moments as today's starters are being introduced to the crowd here at Mustang Stadium. It appeared, MC McFadden, to be a little bit more of a lively crowd, and the weather certainly having an impact on that. It seems like a little bit more of a home field advantage today for Stevenson.
I agree with that. It's a much nicer day for the fans to be here watching the Mustangs play, and I'm quite sure that the crowd is a little bit bigger than it was on Wednesday when it was so darn miserable.
It was a tough day,
and it was the day prior to us all getting 8 to 12 inches of snow in this area, depending on where you live.
All right, let's take a look at the tail of the tape for these two teams today, and as we mentioned, teams that come in with very different starts to their season. Haverford 3-0, Stevenson 0-3 coming into this one. The way that they've gotten there again, scoring for Stevenson, they've been averaging 7.67 goals per game, whereas for Haverford, 11.67 thus far. Again, competition being very different. Ground balls, that's been where Haverford has been extremely good this season. 25 ground balls per game to just 15.3. Haverford also has been winning 0.537% of their draw controls, whereas just 46.4% for the Mustangs. Turnovers, this was an issue on Wednesday for the Mustangs against Franklin and Marshall. 23 turnovers a game thus far this season. 17.3 for Haverford. Free positions, conversions, 0.33 for Stevenson, 0.286 for Haverford. But again, so many of these numbers, you just have to keep in mind, affected by the level of competition that these teams were facing, that the numbers are going to be worse when you face top 10 teams. A couple of players to keep an eye out for in this one, between the Fords and the Mustangs today, and players that we've seen up close and personal. You mentioned on Wednesday, two players for Stevenson that really stood out in that game. 4 goals for the senior Catherine Merrick. What a season she has had already. 7 goals, 9 points, 12 draw control wins. Catherine Merrick, the senior. I know she doesn't like hearing that she's a senior,
right?
But she's been outstanding, MC.
She is outstanding. And not only is she so great on the field and a very good lacrosse player, she's just a really great leader and really tough, and she really gets these kids up and ready for the game. And she's a kid who puts in so much extra work in the gym, whatever she needs to be doing to be as successful as she can be.
On the flip side, for the Fords, number 11, Diana Perry, the 5'5 senior from Bethesda, you know she likes to shoot. She's got 8 goals and not a single assist yet on the season. She's going to the cage when she gets the opportunity.
She absolutely is, and I know that the Mustangs are prepared for her, and I think that we'll see her getting a lot of one-on-one attention today. And she not only has been great thus far this season, but she was very good in the game versus Haverford last year.
And as you mentioned, when she does go to the cage, you're going to see Leanne Bittner there waiting for her, the 5'6 senior from right here in Baltimore by way of Lock Raven. And she has been wonderful. She's made 23 saves. And again, that number even seems small through 3 games. It seemed like she made 23 alone on Wednesday, including a number that, as we talked about, were simply spectacular.
It did seem like she made 23, even though she did not, but she was so good. Point-blank saves we saw foot saves. She'll use any part of her body she needs, but she's just really seeing the ball well, and I hope she continues to do so today.
Stevenson Haverford women's lacrosse action coming up next right here on the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
The Stevenson University Alumni Association has a long-standing tradition of providing many programs that affords the more than 15,000 alumni to stay involved in the college. Through career and internship fairs, alumni happy hours, sporting events and outings, and open houses, the Stevenson University alumni are able to stay connected to the university, students, fellow alumni, and the community. To learn about the SU Alumni Association programs and upcoming events, visit stevenson.edu/alumni.
All right, back in here at Mustang Stadium. We are getting set. Stevenson Haverford women's lacrosse action here today on the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net. Glenn Clark and former Stevenson coach MC McFadden with you as we get ready for this one. And draw controls is always such a story. We saw Stevenson in the last game go to Olivia Montero. However, starts today once again with Amanda Lagar.
Amanda does really, really well at the draw. She is taking on Diana Perry from Haverford, number 11, who we said is such a leading scorer for them, a high scorer.
And not the biggest threat on the draw control ever, just 5'5". They certainly have players that are a little bit bigger they could use in that circumstance, but right there, Amanda Lagar, the 5'7 senior, will help Stevenson win that first possession, and we are underway here at Mustang Stadium. And right off the bat, you see Montero drive in, thinking about maybe going all the way to the cage, and you would expect an aggressive Stevenson team today.
I think they are going to come out very aggressive. I think that their game plan might be a little bit more patience in the attack. We saw on Wednesday they forced some of their shots, which caused some of their turnovers, so I think they're going to really try to work the ball in today.
Carly Baffert, number one, just had a touch. She is making her second consecutive start for the Mustangs. That was a change that Coach Kathy Raley made in the last game, presumably to inject a little bit more offense in this team. She's got one goal and two assists on the season.
Yeah, Carly's a really good player. She is also a transfer player to us and has just been an amazing addition to this team as well as fitting in so well.
So Catherine Merrick briefly with the touch. Good spin move and save made by Megan Chenworth. Her first save of the game for the 5'6 junior Haverford goalie. Now Haverford attempting to clear.
Patience, and hopefully we'll see that from the Mustangs as well. Glenn, we remember that on Wednesday they really turned the ball over quite frequently on their clears.
It was a very, very difficult day for them. Again, the game could have been so much different with just converting a few more of those as the game went on and putting yourself in a better situation.
Absolutely.
Haverford is going to convert the clear this time. Good spin move right there. We see as they move the ball into the offensive zone. It was Amanda Fleming with a nice spin move. And Haverford will set up their attack for the first time today. Again, scored just 5 goals on Wednesday, a mix of defense and likely weather. Oh, what a nice move there. He's going to set it right in front of the cage and be finished to make it a 1-0 game in favor of the Fords.
Nice move we saw, and a beautiful feed with the player wide open on the crease. And so the defense just really needs to settle in, talk about it. The defensive end of this team is really their strong suit, so I'm quite sure that they're going to figure this out and straighten themselves out. And they just need a little bit more help in their defensive end.
And that was just a one-on-one play on that particular possession. It was simply a one-on-one play. As we watch the replay, finished off very nicely right in front of the cage by Elise Adler for her second goal of the season. She now has 6 points to make it a 1-0 Haverford lead very early on.
We saw the Stevenson defense just turn and watch the ball as opposed to watching their players.
And all of a sudden, Adler wide open. In front of the cage. And not a lot. Again, I know that Leanne Bittner made a number of those saves the other day, and so maybe you're expecting her to make saves like that all the time.
She will.
But
that is a
brutally difficult ask in that situation when someone is in point-blank range like Elise Adler was. This time down, once again, possession to Haverford. As they are setting up their attack for the second time. 1-0 lead very early on in this one. Coming out at 12 meters, working with it. You see Serena Mineta, 5'4 sophomore from Comic, New York. This one's going to come all the way back out. And again, patient approach here for the Fords. What's the call here, MC?
I think that the official is thinking that she may have reached with her stick. That's Mae Gill going off. That's a yellow card for Mae Gill. Reached with her stick and checked towards the head.
And a man-up opportunity here.
Yes, for 2 minutes unless Haverford scores, and then Mae can come back on the field.
So a releasable opportunity here, but certainly is going to put the Stevenson defense in a bind early on, trying to prevent this game from becoming a multi-goal lead already for Haverford be big to come up with a stop. If you're Haverford in this situation, presumably patience to find the right shot, correct, MC?
Right. They have 2 minutes to be up a man, so patience is wise for them and to really work for the open player because someone is going to be open at some point.
Minetta Molly Lawson working at the top for the Haverford first team attack. Lawson 5 goals, 2 assists on the season. Again, this team right now just looking, willing to move it around, see if they can't make a single move, get the space, take the shot. 2 defenders come over for Stevenson there. Stoppage in play. MC, tell me what this call is all about.
I think they're going to call 3 seconds, which the defender, if you're not directly on a player, the defender cannot be within the 8-meter arc, the smaller of the two arcs on the field, without being on a offensive player.
And an opportunity, free position from 8 meters for Kate Sully, but she's going to pull it back out, the freshman from Washington, D.C. Surprised she didn't go to the cage there?
Yeah, and again, I think they're just really working for their opportunity, keeping Meg off the field. They're making the defense work hard as well, so the tactic is to tire out the defense a little bit when you have this opportunity.
And a closely guarded call here, I assume, as she stepped into the lane?
Yes.
So it's going to give another free position opportunity
right.
to Haverford.
Right.
Again at 8 meters, and once again pulled back, and the offense reset up. Here's an opportunity very briefly for Molly Lawson. The ball gets knocked out, and that's going to be a Stevenson ball opportunity to complete the turnover by getting the clear and taking it all the way herself. What a tremendous run right there for Kelly McLaughlin.
Yeah.
She throws the ball in towards the middle, thought she had an opportunity there. Whistle stops play. But a nice play from Kelly McLaughlin.
Beautiful play
really,
from Kelly
really
McLaughlin.
Nice.
And a really great defensive stand by the Mustangs, being down one.
And man down as well.
Right.
Man down, down a goal, big spot, big defensive play. McLaughlin again takes it in and a post.
Unfortunate.
Rejects that shot.
Yeah.
It comes away and will go to Haverford. It is picked up that time by Serena Minetta, but everything, McLaughlin did everything right.
She did.
There.
She had a great double team. She got the ground ball. She ran the ball out. No turnover. Great clear.
Just couldn't
and
finish
then a pipe.
The goal.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. But what a great play. So
no, a great a series there for Kelly McLaughlin, obviously. See, this time now for Haverford, they complete the clear. Some really strong one-on-one play there from Amanda Fleming, the 5'7 junior. She gets the call, and she'll take it over from the free position well outside of 12 meters. And this time, Haverford will be again content to set up their offense. About 5 minutes into this one, Stevenson trails Haverford 1-0 here at Mustang Stadium. That ball briefly on the ground, but settled once again and brought over to Molly Lawson. Lawson, 5'2 freshman from Ashburn, Virginia, 5 goals, 2 assists so far on the season.
And we see, Glenn, the defense is even up. May Gill has returned to the field, so they've run out the 2-minute penalty, which is a great job.
Really nice
them.
Job done killing that off by the Stevenson Mustangs. Early adversity in this game, and they are there willing to meet it. Stoppage in play here. MC, tell me about this call.
It's going to be an illegal check. I really feel like this game is being called really tightly. They're not letting these girls play very much. So we'll see how this continues on.
And Lawson will take the free position attempt. She's going to go right in on goal, and she is going to go low, and she is going to beat Leanne Bittner to Bittner's right to make it a 2-0 game. Molly Lawson unassisted on that one, her first goal of the day, her 6th goal of the season.
Yeah, that was a nice shot by her. She gave Leanne a little fake high, so Leanne's stick was high, and then Molly put that ball underneath of Leanne's
stick. As we watched the replay, yeah, it did absolutely mm-hmm. make it and deceived her into thinking she was going to go up top mm-hmm. and then went right down to the ground. But appeared as though she kind of had a plan the entire time as to what she was doing. That was a determined run on goal
that
there.
That was a little fire in her eyes, I'm sure.
No doubt about that. 2-0 game now. Haverford leading 24-50 to play in the first half. And if you're Stevenson, you went through this a little bit the other day where you had to play from behind. You don't want to have to try to put together these monumental sort of comebacks.
No.
They started doing it the other day. They weren't able to complete it. You don't want to have to play from 5, 6, 7, 8 goals down and try to force the issue.
No, it's very difficult to dig yourself out of a hole like that. So they really need to get possession. If they can score here or soon and keep it close and make it 2-1, it would be a much easier ball game for them.
And we see the change this time. Olivia Montero now in to take the draw control for the Mustangs, the 5'9 sophomore from New Milford, Connecticut. She has 2 draw control possessions so far this season, but the change made early. We saw that on Wednesday where they went to Montero. As they were struggling a bit with the draw controls early on, the change made a little bit earlier today. That one won by the Mustangs, so it pays off very quickly, that decision. And Stevenson will set up on the attack for the third time today, looking for their first goal and not wanting to fall too far behind. They've had some opportunities, including, of course, that unfortunate post that Kelly McLaughlin found the last time down.
Yeah, that was a great shot by Kelly. But this time they need to convert.
It's Carly Baffert working with it up top. She has it knocked away, but a little bit of contact, and that's going to stop play.
Called a push by the official.
And that's lost and working on her. And certainly there was plenty of contact there. You understood it. She's going to go 12 meters. Charges in, gives it off to Merrick. Merrick met with a double team, and I would assume that's going to come a few times today as well. The double team leads to a feed inside,
nice.
And a very, very pretty goal. Stevenson on the board, and that's what happens when you double team Catherine Merrick.
That is.
Someone else is going to have an opportunity to try to score.
And she's going to get the ball to them.
She's
which
absolutely
is really,
capable
which is really
of facilitating.
Great.
No question about that. Is that's exactly what Catherine Merrick, she identified quickly. She attempted still to make the move, and we've seen her make those moves, but instead, when it wasn't there after the spin move, she went inside, and a great, great finish here. Her second goal of the season for Holly Larimore.
Freshman Holly Larimore. That was really good control, really nice catch. She was very highly pressured. We saw her not do that so well on Wednesday. When she was highly pressured, she was not making the catch and shot. So what a great job by her today.
She had her first goal of the season Wednesday. Goal number two comes today for the 5'5 freshman from Easton, Maryland, who's seeing more playing time. Again, offensive performer, 24-02 to play in the first half. Stevenson now trails 2-1. Set for another draw control here.
Amanda
and
Lagar
it was back.
Back
to Lagar, yeah, absolutely.
Mixing it up a little bit. Sometimes that really keeps your opponent on her toes, and she has to adjust to a new person taking the draw every time and maybe even adjust her technique a little bit.
Case as well, if perhaps Lagar is a senior and you want to stick it out with her, that she's someone who's done it for a long time. You know this is a coach that someone is owed the opportunity to continue to try to fight for this job.
Well, and she does a good job of it, too.
And that one's going to go towards Haverford this time. As they will set up once again on the attack. 23:45 to play with the clock running here in the first half. Haverford leading 2-1 over Stevenson today. Again, gorgeous day for lacrosse.
It is.
Other than the time, I know it's still 37 degrees outside, and that's not wonderful, but given what we've been dealing with in this area recently, 37 feels practically balmy.
I think we're going to see a card here on Brady Hare.
And once again, that'll put Haverford on the man up early on in this one.
Yeah.
They had a couple of opportunities. Stevenson killed off the first one for 2 minutes, but they'll be back on their toes once again.
That check was a little aggressive.
Strategic, perhaps, to go with a little bit more aggression today. Maybe that you play with a little bit more chip on your shoulder when you're 0-3 and needing a victory?
Perhaps.
Brought up, set up in the attack, and once again, you will assume that Haverford will be patient in what they choose to do here. Looks like no Molly Lawson back in position, so still the first team midfield on for the Fords. 23 minutes to play now.
And again,
in the first half,
they like to be patient on their man-up opportunities, which is wise. Again, they make the defense really work hard and tire their legs out a little bit.
Boston bobbled that one. A little bit of extra zip on that pass, but didn't. It seemed more like it was just a bad catch on the pass. Knocked down, fight for it, trying to force the turnover of the Mustangs. However, now defender behind, fortunate to get back into position.
Yeah, that was Perry, Diana Perry from Haverford, getting that ground ball and really fought well for it.
And Diana Perry has certainly been very good. She had 8 ground balls on the season already coming into today's game on top of 8 goals to start the season. What a good start to her senior campaign.
Yeah, she definitely shows a lot of leadership when she's out there on the field.
Another free position opportunity here for the freshman, Molly Lawson. She scored on her last one, and she's going to score again right there. Going low into the left this time of Leanne Bittner. That's her second goal on the day, her 7th goal on the season, and it's a 3-1 game.
It's very difficult for Leanne Bittner to make the save when you have someone coming in free like that. free positions are definitely for the attack and certainly not for the defense or the goalie.
There's no doubt about that. That's all the advantage here. We had seen on the last man-up opportunity that Haverford had been a little bit more patient, had pulled it out a couple of times, but Lawson now very good. Two free positions, two scores today for the 5-2 freshman from Ashburn, Virginia to make it a 3-1 game. And once again, Stevenson in this position where they don't want to let this get too far away, don't want to make it too lopsided early on. Big draw control here, needing to sort of keep right in this one with the Fords.
They definitely want to chip away now, tie this game up now, and not let it get out of hand.
Legar again on the draw control for the Mustangs and still being fought for, picked up, well, briefly picked up instead. Going to head right back to Stevenson. Catherine Merrick on the run. Mm-hmm. But Merrick thought she saw something and threw it to the middle of the field towards Montero. Montero wasn't even looking for it. Right. Stevenson very fortunate to get that ground ball as Montero picks it up and will start things behind the cage. Merrick trying to be aggressive with that pass. Montero had no idea it was coming.
Well, Montero needs to be looking up because she was open.
And she did have her head down.
Yeah, she did.
She could have been charging towards the cage on that possession.
Catherine's one to share the ball, so when she has the ball, her teammates really need to be looking and making themselves open.
Merrick on the run this time. She only had one defender on the start. She moves towards the middle, beats. What a pretty, pretty play. Catherine Merrick.
But a call. But a call by the official.
That's going to come back out. Jeez.
And I am sure that was a shooting space violation on Haverford. It generally is when someone's going to the goal like that. It is not a held whistle situation.
That's got to be tough for coaches to deal with.
It's tough. It's tough for the player to deal with who just scored.
Merrick on the free position. She goes right in. And this one's going to be saved by Chenworth. So for naught, Merrick's first opportunity. Although that's going to stay with the Mustangs.
It is. I'm not quite sure what the official called on that, if it was a crease foul, if she said that the goalie stepped out or reached out.
Either way, Montero's going to have it goal line extended here. And you would assume she's going to be content, and we will see instead that it's going to reset the attack. 21-38 to play in the first half. Montero, a little bit too much on that pass, looking for Catherine Merrick. It was just a bit high. It's going to go out and head back the way of the Fords.
Yeah, these are the things that Stevenson really, really needs to buckle up and start concentrating a little bit more on their passes, make them very catchable for their teammates in order to reduce the number of turnovers that have been occurring.
MC, is there any chance we see coaches try to petition for a rule change on the closely guarded call? Is there any, I mean, it just seems to be such a frustrating thing where you have a player who's closely guarded but ends up finishing off a goal anyway, the call gets taken off the board.
Do you mean the free position call?
Well, I'm saying that instead the goal's coming off the board, that you would be allowed to continue the play after a closely guarded to let the player attempt to score.
I don't foresee that happening.
Okay.
The origin of that call is to keep it safe for
player
the defender who is standing in the path of the goal and the shot.
And I guess the what I would assume wouldn't be that you would get rid of closely guarded itself, but just in those unique situations where the attacking player ends up scoring anyway, that you would want to see that be rewarded.
Yeah, you would want to see that be rewarded. They are rewarded with a free position shot again, but often it's not in an admirable or very good situation. Like the defense might be put into a situation where they can defend that free position shot a little bit better than the actual shot on goal.
It almost becomes unique strategy to step in front and try to get that closely guarded instead of allowing a player to have a path directly towards the front of the goal.
Well, that would be pretty dumb strategy. Because that defender...
MC McFadden telling the truth here.
That defender is going to get clocked. And I don't think any coach wants to see that happen. But, you know, kids, players get, they get excited. They get competitive. So you never know. But not a smart idea.
As I was getting schooled by Coach McFadden there, Stevenson comes away with a turnover, an opportunity to set up the attack. I appreciate it. It's certainly a lesson well learned, as Amanda Lagarde is working with it from 12 meters out right now for the Mustangs, trying to trim this lead. It's a 3-1 game. Catherine Merrick again met with a double team right there. She is not getting any space. She's going to take it on anyway. Unfortunately, by the time she got towards the goal, there were three defenders waiting for her, but it does appear as though she earned the call.
She did earn the call, and she did earn the call on that one. She was very aggressive going to goal, and she's smart to do that because she is going to pick up a double team every time she goes to goal.
And that time, even as much as a triple team, free possession from the top. She's going to go. She went with the pass this time instead of going on goal. It's unique. Went to Amanda Lagar. Lagar is now going to get the free of position opportunity.
Yeah, I think that Catherine actually should have driven to goal draw some defenders, and then passed off.
That was a quick pass from 8 meters.
Yeah, it was, and Amanda was not all that open.
Yeah, she still had.
Catherine's just so unselfish.
Lagar now charges in. She's going to take the shot, and there's going to be another call, and it looks like we're going to come back and do it all again. Mm-hmm. 3-1 still. Haverford leading Stevenson, 19:07 to play here in the first half. And it'll once again be Lagar on the free position opportunity, 8 meters out. She's going to charge again. She goes to the bouncer. Chenworth gets a stick on it. Haverford is going to stay here instead with the Mustangs.
Yes, it is.
So some shot opportunities here for Stevenson, just not one that was finished off. Lagarde didn't really have a good angle on that bounce on that last shot opportunity.
No, she really didn't. And she also didn't fake Chenworth at all. So that would have been helpful.
Chenworth able to make the fairly easy save on that one. She's made a couple of saves early on. Stevenson once again resetting the attack. Comes back out top to Catherine Merrick, working from 12 meters. Two defenders. She beats them both, but didn't have an angle to the goal. Instead, she has to work it back around. Tries to force it in the middle. Lagar dodges, sends another shot. Saved by Chenworth. Backed up, kept in by the Mustangs. They reset the attack once again.
I feel like the Mustangs need to take one extra second and really aim their shot as opposed to just shooting at the goal.
Yeah, Lagar's had three shots in particular today that just didn't really have a lot on them that were fairly easy saves for Chenworth.
And that were to the goalie, right.
Right. Fighting two defenders here in front of the goal, ball on the ground. Merrick's going to track it down before it goes out and keep it in for Stevenson. Comes all the way back out to Pareto. Pareto's going to send it back over to Lagar. Lagar working to her right, going towards the goal. She's going to try again, this one over the cage and backed up by the Mustangs. Lagar's shot statistics are going to be very good for the first half. It's just that you need to try to get one of them in the net.
One of them in the net. She has a lot of shots, but she has to keep shooting, and she'll figure it out.
What a nice play there by Merrick, but a little bit too much. That will be backed up once again by Stevenson. That was a really nice job done of getting to the middle, beating the defender, and getting a look. Just couldn't get it on the cage.
Except I think that was Olivia Montero.
Oh, it was Montero who took it? All right, my apologies to Catherine Merrick. All right, there you go.
Sorry.
I'm still working on it today. Yeah. I'll blame the sun. Merrick this time driving in, blocked down, picked up by Montero. Stevenson holding on. They've gotten about four shots off on this possession.
At least. So that's a good job by them. Just keep shooting, and they're going to eventually go in. They have to. Murphy's Law. Law of averages.
This time it's Pareto driving. Yep. She takes the bouncer, and that one's the one that goes in. Go figure.
Well,
all the opportunities they had right in front of the goal, and it's this one closer to eight out that finally gets in on the bounce.
Well, that was the best shot. That was the best shot taken in that series. Bounce shots are much more effective than the high shots. I mean, the goalie's standing there with her stick high. And a longer shot will take a goalie by surprise sometimes. See what a beautiful shot that was.
Right inside of the 8-meter arc.
Just inside of the 8. And also where she bounced it was by the goalie's feet as opposed to out in front of her. Out in front of her, she can make the save a little bit more easily. By her feet, she doesn't have as much of a chance.
A trickier hop, if you would say. We can make a baseball comparison. You see outfielders all the time in baseball that have to make the decision of whether they dive for the ball or whether they try to play it off the hop when they get that close. A similar situation there for Chenworth.
Right. If you bounce it to the side of a goalie's feet, by the time she's reacting, it's going past her. So that was wise by Jordan Pareto.
Jordan Pareto's first goal today, her second goal of the season, makes it a 3-2 game and a really, really nice possession for Stevenson that they kept working, finally paid off for them to make it a 3-2 game.
They're going to do that. They're going to dig in. This team does not give up. That is the beauty of this team.
And it was Montero again on the draw control this time, and she's going to end up picking up the ground ball. She had a great look in front, and fortunate there that it was knocked down behind the cage. A little bit too much mustard on that pass.
Yeah, a little too much mustard, but that was a nice save by Tori Wagner.
Tori Wagner working behind the goal, able to knock that one down and prevent the turnover, hold on to possession for the Mustangs. Trailing 3-2 now, 16:38 to play here in the first half. Goals today for Jordan Pareto, she just scored the last one there for Stevenson. Holly Larimore had the first one for the Mustangs. On the flip side, two goals for Haverford's Molly Lawson today, as well as the first goal for Elise Adler. That's how we got to this position. 3-2 game, Haverford leading. We're approaching the midway point of the first half, and Stevenson settling in a little bit more. They've seemed a little bit more comfortable in their last few possessions.
I agree with
Carly Baffert had the double team. She tried to get it into Merrick. It was knocked down. What a great
job by Catherine Merrick
to hold on to that ball. That's phenomenal work. Stevenson maintains possession behind the cage. And that's what Catherine Merrick's all about,
That's
MC.
What she does. That's what she does so well.
It's one
Never
thing
give up.
She's a very good scorer. We all know that. But it's the effort. It's the hustle. It's all of the things
All the
that
little
go into
things.
It.
You are so right. That's what makes her such a great leader on the field.
It's the details, if you would. I think that's what you would say. Lacrosse, maybe a game of details.
Nice.
And there you go. That finish makes it 3-3. Stevenson evening it up with 15:31 to play, and that's two consecutive really good possessions for the Mustangs.
That was a great look by Amanda Lagar to Olivia Montero, who was wide open.
Absolutely, and Montero does a nice job, as you see here, right in front of the goal. Defenders too slow to collapse on her. She finishes to the top and to the left of Megan Chenworth for her first goal of the day.
She noticed that she, being Olivia Montero, noticed that her defender turned to look at Amanda Lagar and the ball, and she curled right off of her wide open. Great cut by her. Great offensive move.
First goal today for Montero. Fourth goal of the season. Makes it a 3-3 game, and back-to-back goals scored now by the Mustangs. After falling behind 3-1, we got a tie game.
It'd be nice to see them score the next goal and take the lead and not always working from behind.
Right. It'd be a nice change of pace for them, given the way that things have gone for the last three halves. And another draw control victory here for Stevenson. An unsettled opportunity right in front of the goal, and a great job done by Chenworth to knock down Tori Wagner's shot.
That was a good try. Backhand shot by Tori Wagner. Really great clear by Rachel Akshar.
She had the space. She just didn't have the look. She didn't have a good angle to get that shot off. She tried because she knew she was in a one-on-one opportunity to get the shot off. Anyway, Chenworth saw it the whole time and managed to get her stick on it. Stevenson holds on to possession.
And Chenworth is a very fine goalie. So Stevenson really needs to take time and make a good shot on her.
Came into the day with 13 saves. She made three in the first few minutes of this game. That pass is going to be knocked down and taken away by the Fords, who will have the possession if they can convert the clear for the first time in what seems like about 6 or 7 minutes.
Yeah, Haverford has not had the ball in a very, very long time.
Molly Lawson here on the restart.
This will be interesting to see if are they getting a little anxious, or will they still settle
force
down?
Force the issue.
Will they force the issue, throw the ball away, or will they settle down and play their attack? We know they're very patient in their attacking end, and they do a nice job of looking for the open players.
Stevenson's really sort of seized control of this game in the last 5 or so minutes. They've really, now the score still says it's even, but the momentum is clearly on the side of the Mustangs.
I agree with you, Glenn. Definite momentum shift here.
Still trying to convert the clear are the Fords, willing to work backwards in order to do it. And that's patience that you like to see from a team in this situation. You don't have to force it. Now, Lawson willing to drive right into three defenders there. For her troubles, she's going to earn the free possession opportunity here.
Right. She tripped over Catherine Merrick, so Catherine Merrick drew the foul. But she really tried to go through a double team, and I think she really tripped up herself, to be quite honest.
Interesting. Haverford holding on to it, setting up the attack for the first time, and as we mentioned, what seems like maybe even 10 minutes at this point. Lawson's going to give it over to Mineta. It's going to come back over to Molly Lawson. Lawson with two goals already in this one. Both of them came on free position opportunities for Haverford. Settling down are the Fords. Not surprising to see them settle down a little bit here. That's what they did on their first couple of possessions.
And they were successful. They were successful when they take their time and they really look for the good shot.
We've yet to see Diana Perry get involved in the scoring. 8 goals coming into today, leading the way for the Fords, but she's been quiet thus far, and the Mustangs have done a good job of keeping her from getting too involved in this one.
Yes, she has been quiet. And the Mustangs are doing a good job. We knew she would be a target.
And they've clearly taken away. In the same way that Catherine Merrick, that Haverford's done a good job so far on Catherine Merrick, that she's forced the issue a couple of times. But you knew who the players were that were going to be most involved in the attack on either side. And so far, defenses have done a good job. That's a shot opportunity. And Leanne Bittner saw that one all the way off the stick of Maura Grant. Not fooled by that whatsoever for her first save today.
Yeah, good job by Leanne Bittner. Hanging tough.
And this is a tricky clear here. And that's the first time we saw a lot of this the other day. We hadn't seen any of it yet from Stevenson today. Just a bad pass, turnover, unable to complete the clear, and it's going to stay with the Fords.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. We did see that quite often on Wednesday. Just Stevenson not picking the right player to whom pass the ball to.
And still, this is a nice drive, and they go low.
Good job,
and Leanne Bittner with a nice answer there on that shot opportunity. For the Fords, Leanne Bittner coming up with back-to-back saves here, and this time we'll see. And again, ball on the ground, two clear attempts, two saves for Leanne Bittner, two clear attempts for Stevenson, two failed clear attempts, and another possession for Haverford. Fortunate for Stevenson, that pass a little bit off the mark in front of the goal, and it's going to come back to Bittner. So some sloppy passing on both sides in the last couple of minutes. Stevenson with another opportunity to clear. McLaughlin out in front, and she's got a lot of space to work with here. McLaughlin driving in towards 12 meters. She's going to settle it down, pull it back out, reset the attack. She was getting harassed as well by Lawson on that possession. Drive from Montero. Didn't get a ton on the shot, but Montero is a lacrosse scientist. Welcome to her laboratory. Stevenson takes the 4-3 lead.
Nice to see Stevenson in the lead. Nice shot.
It is a refreshing change of pace, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and not just fighting back. So hopefully they'll maintain this pace, but nicely placed shot by Olivia Montero. Makes up for that bobble of the ball at the other end of the field when they were trying to clear the ball out.
One move there, going back to her left, and an awkward-looking shot, more of a push than a drive on that shot.
Probably because it was from her left hand.
Absolutely.
But it didn't matter, did it?
Managed to get it in, and that's all that counts. 4-3, Stevenson leads now for Olivia Montero. That's her second goal of the day, her fifth goal of the season, and she's been having a really nice sophomore campaign.
She has, and she actually had a good freshman year, too, so we expect big things out of her, and her this year and the next couple of years as well.
First lead for Stevenson since overtime 2 games ago against Salisbury. Again, as we mentioned, they've been having to play from behind an awful lot, but 3 unanswered goals for the Mustangs here as Haverford comes away with this draw control and they maintain possession. Serena Mineta with a nice step through when the double team came.
Yeah, and they Stevenson just needs to maintain their poise here and get possession of the ball
back.
They
survived 2 failed clears there. The defense has stepped up a little bit, knocked down a couple of passes, and clearly on the other end, the attack has really picked up for Stevenson in the last 10 minutes or so.
Absolutely, and when we talked to Coach Raley after the game on Wednesday, she said they're still looking for an identity in their attacking end of the field because that's where a lot of their youth is.
I guess the answer is Catherine Merritt can't do it all on her own. Needs some other players to step up and make plays. We've seen that in particular from Olivia Montero today.
Yeah, she's doing a great job. And Catherine Merrick getting a lot of attention. The ball should be shared today by others.
Haverford working behind the goal. A lot of contact, but no call. It was all stick, I guess.
Well, I thought that was a really good job because Meg Gill was... She had established good defensive position, and that girl really just ran into her.
Very good job done by Meg Gill to force the turnover. And Stevenson, once again, Kelly McLaughlin. It doesn't show up in the stats necessarily, but that's 3 times where McLaughlin has driven the ball in. And once again, it's going to pay off with a Stevenson goal. The hard work done by McLaughlin leads to goal number 3 today for Olivia Montero.
Correct.
Hat trick already here in the first half. She had 3 goals coming into today's game. She's got 3 goals here in the first half, 6 on the year. 4 straight goals scored by the Mustangs, and it's 5-3 now. Haverford needs a timeout with 9:23 to play here in the first half. Great, great last 12 minutes for the Mustangs as they've taken the 5-3 lead. We'll grab a break here, come back in. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
I am Old Bay.
I believe in 18 herbs and spices. That putting on too much is impossible.
I love it on my eggs.
My popcorn.
Even on my ice cream. And now I can love it at McDonald's.
McDonald's new Old Bay Filet-O-Fish Sandwich. Made with wild-caught Alaskan pollock and Old Bay tartar sauce. Get two for just $4 every day. Just one more great value you'll find at McDonald's.
Old Bay on ice cream?
Oh, yeah.
That's genius.
Limited time offer. Price of required purchase posted on menu board.
Follow us on Twitter.
Now at Go Mustang Sports.
Back here at Mustang Stadium, led by double-doubles from senior Ty Bender and sophomore Sarah Tarbert, the Stevenson women's basketball team erased a 16-point first-half deficit as the Mustangs defeated Williams 67-55 in the first round of the NCAA Division III Women's Basketball Championship at Panzer Athletic Center in New Jersey yesterday. With the win, the Mustangs advance to the second round and will face host and seventh-ranked Montclair State tonight at 6 p.m. We will set you up for the game starting at 5:50 with the all-access pregame show. Listen live at GoMustangSports.com. And MC, I know it's been a very exciting time here on the Stevenson campus with the success of the women's basketball team.
They have had such a great year, and they're such a great, hardworking group of players and coaches, and it's just so nice to see all of their hard work pay off.
And it's certainly a remarkable run for them, and a remarkable run here on the lacrosse field today for the Stevenson women, who fell behind 3-1. There was a little bit of a, oh no, not again type of a tenseness to the atmosphere here at Mustang Stadium, but that has turned around really quickly.
And they are doing such a great job now. They're just hanging in there, playing tough on both ends of the field. Love it. Love watching this.
Four unanswered goals for Stevenson. 9:23 to play here in the first half. They now lead 5-3 in another draw control victory. And that's just a clean job of catching that ball by Catherine Merrick. And she's running towards the goal, but she was working from her left. It wouldn't have been a great shot opportunity for there. Had she taken it, she decided instead to settle it down.
And she knows that. She's smart. And she is smart, by the way.
Very, very smart young lady. Very well-spoken young lady. Certainly someone who understands her role with this team, understands her responsibilities very well, and has a very high lacrosse IQ top of it.
And a high IQ in general. She's already been accepted to University of Maryland Physical Therapy School.
That's remarkable.
So she's set.
Remarkable for Catherine Merrick. That shot gets knocked down, still on the ground, being fought for and taken away by Haverford as they force the turnover there.
Haverford's goalie, Chenoweth, she's very active. We see her come out of the crease a lot. She feels confident when she's out of the crease.
Going to make plays. That ball on the ground, an opportunity here for Stevenson to come away with it. It's going to be Tori Wagner who tracks it down. Really nice play there by Stevenson to turn that into a turnover. Long pass there, but brought in by Brady Hare.
And it'll good job by Weebles Wobble, but they don't fall down.
I like it.
Bounced right off the field, took a seat, and bounced right back up.
No doubt about it. Tori Wagner setting up from 12 meters. She brings it back out to Carly Baffert, and Baffert's going to send it back over to Catherine Merrick. Merrick yet to record a goal today. She does have an assist. She once again, working on the left, had to make a decision there. She beats the man and goes in for her first goal of the day. She's so good everywhere she goes. She's walking in red carpet. What's that in her shoe? Red carpet insole for Catherine Merrick.
That was such a nice move by her. We saw her defender, number 19, Brianna Robbins, actually on her knees on the turf after Catherine moved. That was the ankle-breaking kind
Absolutely.
Of move.
Like a point guard in basketball. Rajon Rondo, if you will. She left them in their dust and finished that one off for her first goal of the day to give Stevenson the 6-3 lead with 7:45 to play in the first half. Make it 5 unanswered now for the Mustangs. For Catherine Merrick, her 8th goal of the season.
Well, Catherine Merrick and Olivia Montero both told me yesterday they were going to win this game today.
Well, so far so good.
It is now looking good. Right. And I certainly hope their prediction is correct, but they are really looking strong all over the field.
And you see a team determined, especially when they fell behind 3-1. You've lost your first three to start the season. You have so many expectations, defending conference champions, and even though you and I know the competition that they were facing to start the season and how they got to that 0-3 mark, not everyone does. And certainly when you're on the field, no matter who you're facing, you expect to win. So you fall 0-3. 0-3. You fall behind a little bit early on. We've seen determination, and Catherine Merrick's determined to give that one to Tori Wagner. What a big save there from Megan Chenworth. That's remarkable, as Tori Wagner was right on the doorstep, but a turnover there from Haverford, and Stevenson's going to hold on to it.
That was a great save by Chenoweth, but I would tell you that Tori Wagner absolutely should have changed the level of her shot. She went in with her stick high and shot high.
And didn't seem like she had much of a fake on that one either. Wagner somehow is going to pick that one up, and she's going to get the post. That's the second post that Stevenson has found today. A little bit too much pipe on the day, and it's going to go the other way to Haverford. Still a 6-3 game. Two great opportunities for Tori Wagner. Couldn't finish either one of them.
She likes that backhanded shot, but that's the second time we've seen her take it. She hasn't made it either time. She'd probably do better to switch the stick to her left hand to take that shot and give her a little bit more angle.
Haverford manages to clear it. Some contact there to Lawson's face. And it didn't go whistled when it happened, but is that a delayed whistle for the same call?
That was a grab-your-head call.
Okay. Lawson's going to reset here. 6:36 to play now for... Oh, that wasn't Lawson. I apologize. 5 and 6 look awfully alike today.
They do.
And so instead, Haverford resets here. Opportunity on the run for Mineta. She's going to pull it back out and reset the attack. As we've seen, momentum clearly shift to the side of Stevenson with 5 straight goals. This is a big possession for Haverford to try to get back into it. And Lawson working towards 8 meters. She pulls it back out to Mineta. Serena Mineta, 4 goals on the season coming into today. She's yet to score one on the day. Good defense there, as it looked like there was a step. Instead, the Mustangs collapsed. However, that call is going to keep it right here with Haverford, under 6 minutes to play in the first half.
That's actually Rachel Akshar. She was doing a great job of just running from player to player, double teaming.
Right, sliding over, being there to prevent there being a lane. Akshar with a really nice possession defensively. Stoppage in play here in the 6-3 game. Again, a big possession for Haverford, is momentum so much on the side of Stevenson MC. They really need to come up with something here to get themselves back into this game.
Right. And we'll see that was a minor foul. Rachel was not put behind. That was an empty stick check, is what I believe the official called.
And Lawson working with it from 8 meters. She gives it back, ball on the ground. Opportunity for Stevenson to come away with a turnover. Unable to do so. Mineta falls down. Stick check comes, but there was a whistle contact before that, and it'll stay with the Fords. Mineta will set up from about 14 or 15 out. Maybe make that more like 16. She's well behind the 12-meter arc. I take that back. She sends it back over. Goal line extended. And working now behind the cage for the Fords. It comes back around to Lawson. Lawson up top to Mineta. Mineta driving towards the 8-meter mark. Two defenders come over. And what's the call here, MC?
I think that was a push on Rachel Akshar. I think we'll see Rachel be put behind on this call. I think she really reached and pushed with her stick.
We've seen a little bit of Shannon Rofsoul today. She has not gotten a lot of playing time this season for Haverford, but she's been in working behind the cage today for the Fords.
And doing a nice job of working that crease.
Absolutely. Free position opportunity here once again for Haverford. Lawson scored twice on free position opportunities. They're the only free position goals today. That one's not even going to become an opportunity, or a shot opportunity, that is. Instead, comes back out to Mineta. Mineta will drive it over to Lawson. Two defenders working towards her as Meg Gill slid as well. Now back behind the cage. Rofsoul will bring it back around. Up top. Good defense by Stevenson on this possession.
Good defense by Stevenson. We see number 34, Jamie.
Lawson beats a double team, however, but another kick save for Leanne Bittner. She's happy to get her foot on the ball. She did it a few times against Franklin and Marshall. That's the first kick save we've seen from her today, but a big one for Stevenson.
And a beautiful save. That was right on her doorstep, so great job of her seeing the ball. Very difficult save to make.
Clear opportunity again here for Stevenson. They've had a couple of issues on clears so far in the first half. That one's going to be a call. Ball was lost by Meg Gill, but the call will keep it right here with the Mustangs. Mustangs working from right to left on your internet dial here on the Mustang Sports Network, powered by sfmsports.net. We'll get reset here.
Meg Gill with the ball.
And Gill looking to continue the clear for the Mustangs. She will do just that.
See Rachel Akshar.
Akshar brings it all the way in, and she's got Pareto. Pareto gets a shot off. Chenworth get a piece of that, or did that go wide?
I think it was a wide shot.
Okay.
Yeah.
We just went a bit wide, but a good look.
It was a great pass.
For Pareto. Absolutely everything about that was very good. Just didn't get the finish. However, backed up by Stevenson and held in. An opportunity now here for Hare. It's the second team midfield in for the Mustangs on this possession. Merritt gets in front of the goal and polished it off just like that. Treat yourself, Catherine Merritt. Her second goal today. Her ninth goal on the season. Sixth straight for Stevenson. A 7-3 lead now with 2:53 to play in the first half.
A great look by Olivia Montero. Saw a streaking Catherine Merritt right across the face of the goal. Catch and shot.
Montero saw it developing. Perfect spot for Montero. Montero moving to her right. Drives it back across her body. Working on Brianna Robbins from Haverford. Just academic, really.
Beautiful.
Was just the way that you draw it up. It can't be any prettier than that for a possession.
That was perfect. Perfect pass. We've seen Olivia's passes be a little bit awry a few times early in this half. And that was a perfect pass right to Catherine's stick.
2:53 to play in the first half. 7-3 game now. Catherine Merrick's second goal, assisted by Olivia Montero, who's had a really nice first half for the Mustangs. She has answered the call big time, taken some draw controls, won some balls that way, goals, assists. She's been in on just about everything, has Olivia Montero.
She has done a nice job, and now she is really garnering a lot of attention from Haverford, which is going to open up Catherine and her other teammates.
It's a great point, MC, no doubt about that. That's big. And that draw control taken by Haverford, but a big, big takeaway right there.
By Catherine.
And, of course, Catherine Merritt.
Course.
Who else would it be? Sets up another Stevenson possession. Montero goes back to Merritt. Merritt driving, but that time a nice low save from Megan Chenworth. Chenworth has made some plays so far.
She is a strong goalie. She has really, really good body position in the goal. She sees the ball well. She generally clears the ball well also.
But you like everything about that possession, even the shot. It's just a nice play by Chenworth, right?
Yeah, it was. It was a good save.
Sometimes you just have to credit the other team.
Sometimes
nobody likes doing that in sports.
We don't really like to do that.
It's a weird thing right. About sports where no one ever likes to say, hey, you know what? The other team made some plays today, and that was a nice play from Chenworth. However, Haverford needs some more plays, and it's not going to happen like that because that was a really nice poke away there.
By Tori Wagner.
Tori Wagner comes away with it. Montero driving, two defenders waiting. She goes all the way to the goal. Maybe a bit too aggressive that time. That you have the first half that Montero has been having. You just think that you can do a little bit of everything. Instead, a save by Chenworth.
I think you're correct on that, Glenn. Olivia Montero took herself right off angle. She did not have a good angle on that shot.
And there were two defenders between her and the goal with no help.
But she was feeling her success. You're right. She's feeling
heat check, if you will.
Which is okay. It's okay. She'll learn to get one more step towards the middle of the goal.
Oh, my gosh. This Stevenson defense right now allowing nothing on the clear. Merritt on the run. Now, she's going to be a little bit more willing to settle down because she saw the same thing. Two defenders between her and the goal, so she didn't want to force the issue. However, it was an odd pass. Fortunate to stay with it.
It was.
I don't know why she decided to pass that ball on the ground.
I don't know. Maybe she was getting banged up in there.
Or
we
even winded.
See.
She didn't come down with the same aggression on that.
Well, that was smart, though, because, as you said,
two defenders there.
Yes.
Right.
She did not have the advantage in that situation. So we see Stevenson sort of spreading out and slowing down a little bit. Wise.
And with less than a minute to play, potentially holding for the final shot of the first half. And when you have a four-goal lead, why wouldn't you make a decision like that? Would you think that Kathy Raley might call a timeout here to set up a play?
No, but we're seeing a card on Tori Wagner.
Interesting.
And I'm assuming that she took a shot maybe that was a dangerous shot.
Okay. So Wagner will come off. And Stevenson will be man down here with 38.1 seconds to play. This one will likely carry over to the second half. However, Stevenson holds on to the... No, it goes back to Haverford. Sorry about that. It does go back to the Fords. And they get the opportunity now in the final seconds. Man up. They did not convert their earlier man up opportunities. They didn't convert the first one. The second one they were able to convert.
Right.
This is their third man-up opportunity of the game for Haverford.
But they don't have as much time to work with either because now we're looking at almost just 15 seconds.
Under 20 seconds to play here in the first half. And Lawson, again. And this flag is up once again here. with 6.3 seconds to play. What's the call going to be here on this one, MC McFadden?
I think that it's going to be a push. I think it's 14. Came around.
It was Dana Kim.
Dana Kim,
right.
Sorry. 14, Dana Kim came around the crease, I think, and worked towards the goal. I think she was getting pushed out by Mae Gill.
All right. So free position opportunity, goal line extended. Dana Kim dodges, defend, rows right to the stick of Leanne Bittner, and that's the way the first half's going to come to a close. Leanne Bittner making a big save to keep it a 7-3 Mustang lead going into the break. Six unanswered as they head to the locker room for the Mustangs as they took this from a 3-1 deficit to a 7-3 lead. Coming up at the half, we'll go over your highlights. Plus, we will give you the statistics and let you know what's going on elsewhere. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think that a case can be made for lunch. Hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. That's a no-brainer.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Owings Mills B-Dubs is minutes away from Stevenson University on Owings Mills Boulevard. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
So good to see you. Got my downs right out of my shoes. Don't need a reason. All I really need is you. Just for the fun of it. Delicious, crisp taste of it. Just for the love of it. Just for the feel of it. Just for the taste of it. Diet Coke. Just want to catch ya. It's electric when you hit my lips. Feels so good to hold ya. It's the no calories that makes me feel like this. Just for the fun of it. Just for the thrill of it. Just for the love of it. Just for the taste of it. Diet Coke.
The Stevenson University Alumni Association has a long-standing tradition of providing many programs that affords the more than 15,000 alumni to stay involved in the college. Through career and internship fairs, alumni happy hours, sporting events and outings, and open houses, the Stevenson University alumni are able to stay connected to the university, students, fellow alumni, and the community. To learn about the SU Alumni Association programs and upcoming events, visit stevenson.edu/alumni.
Something I discovered in myself is that if I have a goal, I can accomplish it.
It's a well-rounded experience.
At a Division III school, you primarily a student-athlete, so the school is really shaped around you developing yourself as a complete individual.
It helps a lot that you have a family with your team that can guide you.
This is Stevenson Mustangs Lacrosse on the Mustang Sports Network.
Powered by SFMSports.net.
Now, back to the booth for the first half recap and out-of-town scoreboard. The all-access halftime show starts now.
Back at Mustang Stadium here on the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net. Glenn Clark, MC McFadden, former Stevenson Lacrosse coach with you as the Mustangs. Trailing 3-1 with about 20 minutes to play in the first half have completely turned things around. Six unanswered goals. They lead Haverford today 7-3. Let's take a look at the stats and how we got to this point. See, 21 shots for the Mustangs, just 7 for Haverford in the first half. However, on the flip side, 3 saves for Leanne Bittner, 9 big saves today for Haverford goalie Megan Chenworth. She has come up big, and, you know, we had a similar situation on Wednesday where, if not for the play of Leanne Bittner, Stevenson might have lost by even more. Today, you could sort of say the same thing about Haverford. And if not for the play of Megan Chenworth, this one could be totally lopsided at this point.
Megan's doing a great job in the goal for Haverford. She really has some really great saves.
No doubt about that. Ground balls, Stevenson leads that department 7-4. Draw control victories. This has been big for the Mustangs today in building this lead. They've got 7 draw control victories to just 4 for Haverford at this point. 11 turnovers for the Fours, just 5 for the Mustangs. Mustangs 4-5 in clear opportunities, just 5-9 for Haverford today. And in free position opportunities, Haverford has converted both for goals, both for Molly Lawson, whereas Stevenson is just 0-3 on the free position. All right, we'll take another break here, and then we'll go over our highlights from the first half. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry, the minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Takeout for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Are you going to kill someone tonight? Drunk drivers do every night. Maryland law enforcement agencies are stopping drunk drivers in your community with sobriety checkpoints and intense patrols. It's Checkpoint Strike Force. So drive sober and always wear your seatbelt. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Visit CheckpointStrikeForce.net for more information.
Sponsored by the Maryland State Highway Administration and this station.
Division III schools offer academic scholarships instead of athletic scholarships. This really puts the focus that the student-athlete needs to maintain that GPA.
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III. A lot of people pick schools just based on the sport and don't get that experience.
Being a Division III athlete and developing my leadership skills has definitely put my name out there and helped me get more recognition on campus, but more recognition nationwide. I did win the Jostens Trophy, which is based on leadership, academics, and then how well you do on the court.
I'm also the Schwartz Scholar of my class. Schwartz Scholarship is basically a scholarship that is given to a student who's identified as a likely leader.
At the end of the day, it won't matter how they play on the field, it will matter how they do in the classroom.
The second half is minutes away. Now, back to the Mustangs All-Access Halftime Show, powered by SFMSports.net.
Cold outside, but steamy here inside the booth at Mustang Stadium. Glenn Clark, former Stevenson coach MC McFadden, with you on the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net. Let's take a look at our highlights from the first half. The Stevenson leads Haverford 7-3, and it got off to the wrong start for the Mustangs. Elise Adler with the pretty finish on the first goal for the Fords. You'll see it coming up here. Molly Lawson finishes on the free position attempt. It was 2-0 early on for Haverford, but turned around very quickly by Stevenson as they were able to get a goal to make it 2-1 once again. Let's see if we can't show that one to you. That first goal from Stevenson coming from Holly Larimore. As we continue to watch the highlights here in the first half, as we move ahead a little bit, this is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net. And I apologize, we got a little bit out of order, but we'll get to Olivia Montero making a nice drive here, moving ahead, and she sent that one right in front, backed up nicely by Tori Wagner behind the goal. This time,
Rachel Ekshar with the ball.
And this was a big save for Chenworth here.
It was Tori Wagner taking that backhand
and
shot.
And we apologize that the highlights are a little bit out of order. That's all right. It's been a tough day, but a good day on the field.
Great day on the
field
for the
Mustangs.
That's all that matters.
As they've got the 7-3 lead here at halftime. All right, we'll grab one more break and we'll come back in. And we will get underway in the second half as the Mustangs are looking for their first win of the season. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Follow Stevenson University Athletics on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Go Mustang Sports. Check out videos, audio features, and the latest updates from Stevenson University's 27 sports, powered by GoMustangSports.com.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think that a case can be made for lunch. Hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. That's a no-brainer.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Owings Mills B-Dubs is minutes away from Stevenson University on Owings Mills Boulevard. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
The NCAA would like to recognize Division III student-athletes who follow their passions and discover their potential in the pursuit of academic excellence. They're encouraged to engage in all aspects of the collegiate experience while participating in highly competitive athletic programs. Division III student-athletes dedicate themselves to become successful citizens and responsible leaders. Division III. Discover. Develop. Dedicate.
This is Mustangs Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Back here at Mustang Stadium, getting ready for the second half between the Mustangs and the Haverford Fords. It's a 7-3 lead for Stevenson. Six unanswered goals going into the half. And MC McFadden, it's really on both ends. It's not just that the attack has really picked up the pace, but the defense has been swarming for Stevenson going into the half. They have really stepped things up, and they're going to have to continue to do that as they'll continue to be a man down as we get underway here in half number two.
That's correct. A little bit over a minute yet to serve, I believe, in that penalty. But you are correct, Glenn. The defense is doing a great job. They have held Diana Perry, who is Haverford's leading scorer, to zip. No goals, no assists in that first half. I'm quite sure she might try to be a little bit more active, and her coach is probably encouraging her at halftime to be a little bit more active. But Stevenson's defense doing a fabulous job down there.
On the individual notes for the Mustangs, Olivia Montero already with the hat trick. Three goals and an assist so far in this one. She had a spectacular first half. Catherine Merrick, unsurprising, a couple of goals for her. Goals as well for Jordan Pareto and Holly Larimore. Assists as well for Tori Wagner and Amanda Lagar. On the flip side for Haverford, two goals for Molly Lawson. Both of those came on free position opportunities. Elise Adler scored the first goal of the game. It was assisted by Shannon Rafsol, but it feels like it's been about an eternity for Haverford since they've been able to get in the scoring column as they trail 7-3. We get underway here in half number two. Olivia Montero, that red-hot first half, tearing it up like DJ Roomba. Now she takes the opening draw control of the second half for the Mustangs.
And she's been doing a great job at the draw. She flips the ball very high, which allows her teammates to get into the circle to get it. Of course, she proved me wrong on that
one. Right. She kept it low.
But there's Catherine Merrick all over that ball.
However, the ball's still on the ground. We'll see who comes away with it. Mustangs working from left to right in the second half. White tops, white shorts, green numerals. That ball's going to go out of bounds along the sideline, and that's going to be Stevenson ball. Never gave up on that one, even after the draw control appeared to be won by Haverford, kept the pressure on, won the turnover, and they get the ball of the first opportunity to set up on the attack in half number two.
Yeah, nice double team on that sideline by Catherine Merrick and Kelly McLaughlin.
Jordan Pareto working with it for Stevenson. She's going to give it back up top to Amanda Lagar. Second team midfield appears to be on here for Stevenson. Comes back around to Pareto. 7-3. Stevenson leads. Still 30 seconds on the man advantage, so you'd imagine they are in no rush to go towards the goal, that you just want to kill off that time. However, Catherine Merrick maybe is always in a rush towards the goal.
Well, she was wise not to release a shot there because she was triple-teamed, actually.
It comes back up to Amanda Lagar now with just 15 seconds left on the man advantage. Stevenson has the opportunity and the option now at this point to sort of settle back in as it appears as though they've fully killed off this man advantage for the second time today.
And that's such a wise thing to do in women's lacrosse, is to kill off the penalty when it's your team that has the player
sitting.
Absolutely.
We are back to even strength now. Catherine Merrick with a little bit of sting on that pass, but Holly Larimore able to pull it down behind the cage. See, this will come all the way back up top to Amanda Lagar, and Stevenson has held the ball for about a minute here without a shot opportunity. And when you lead 7-3 in the second half, I assume you're in no rush, MC McFadden.
Right. Time management is really key for Stevenson right now. They do not need to force anything. They're not playing catch-up. They're playing leader, which they haven't been in that situation for quite a while now.
Montero sends that back up top. It comes all the way around to Catherine Merrick. Double team comes. She works to her right, driving towards the cage, and there was always a second defender waiting for her there. That was an odd decision. goal line extended. I guess that was a shot opportunity. It ended up just sort of being put on the ground for Chenoweth to pick up, and Haverford takes over.
Yeah, I think it bounced right off the stick of her defender. That wasn't the best choice in that situation. Again, they are up by 4 goals, they being Stevenson. They have all the time in the world.
But look at that, as they get the ball right back off a Haverford turnover. An opportunity unsettled here. McLaughlin on the run. Defenders come to meet her, so in no dodge, she's going to go back towards the goal. That one won't count, as the call came before she got the shot off.
Right, and again, it's that shooting space call that everybody who scores a goal and then it's called back loves to hear.
Right, no doubt. You say, well, why make the call? We finished it. I don't want that call there. 27-19 to play in the second half. McLaughlin will take the 8-meter opportunity here. She's got her head down. Looks like she's going to head right towards the goal, and indeed she will. She goes low, and she gets it through. Kelly McLaughlin scores for the first time this season, and it is now an 8-3 game in favor of the Mustangs.
That's a really nice shot by Kelly McLaughlin. Low, off the ground, again, right at the goalie's feet, so it's hard to react to that shot. Well done by her.
You know, Kelly McLaughlin has put in a lot of work today in order to get to this point, and MC McFadden, sometimes you got to work a little so you can ball a lot. That's what Kelly McLaughlin did right there to make it an 8-3 game. And not kidding, I mean, she has been on a lot of runs today for Stevenson.
She has
absolutely won possession a couple of times. She's done everything but get on the board. Nice to see it pay off for her.
I think she's had a great day. And you know what's the funny thing, Glenn, is that at the halftime I said to you, she often does not have a nose for the goal.
Right.
That she often, as she's clearing the ball, is looking simply to pass and does not want to take the shot. So I'm really proud of her for doing that.
McLaughlin, the 5'6 junior from Frederick, Maryland. Again, her first goal of the season, first point of any kind this season for McLaughlin. As it makes it an 8-3 game. Unsettled briefly as Haverford won the draw control. Going the other way, working from the right to left in the red tops, black shorts and black leggings today.
Because it is cold out, even though it looks nice. It is cold out.
Gorgeous day sun-wise, but 37 degrees. And finally, Haverford breaks the Stevenson scoring run. They had, to that point, rolled off 7 unanswered goals, but broken right there by Dana Kim to make it an 8-4 game. She just beats Leanne Bittner.
And it was a nice shot. It was a nice play by Haverford. Feed right into the middle of the 8-meter.
As we watch the replay here, Kim, her first goal of the day, her second goal of the season to make it 8-4 with 26:48 to play here in the second half. And Bittner hadn't really even been tested for a little while.
No, she hasn't. Her defense has done a really great job of protecting her, which is their job. You want to protect the goalie. You don't want her to get good shots.
Dana Kim, 5'2 senior from Portland, Oregon, not exactly known as a lacrosse hotbed, found her way out to the East Coast. She's had a nice run now in her fourth year at Haverford. Draw control here. This one won. Really nice job picking that one up by Olivia Montero to get possession for Stevenson. Montero found Merrick streaking towards the goal. She goes low. Chenoweth comes up with a save. Didn't know where it was, but she absolutely did a nice job of getting her stick on that Catherine Merrick shot.
She did, even though Catherine Merrick shot low. We see women's lacrosse players shoot high so often that shooting low can be so much more effective, but the angle of shot was probably not the best, and Chenoweth did a great job.
Chenoweth did a nice job getting the stick down to make the save. She has been very good today. Again, that goal from Haverford, they had gone 25 minutes and 43 seconds without scoring before that Dana Kim goal to make it 8-4. Haverford with the ball back, trying to get back into this one. Stevenson, as we were talking before about having to come from behind earlier in the game, you think back to that Salisbury game where they built up that big 7-0 lead and weren't able to hold on. You can't just assume the game is over because you built up a big lead at 8-3. There's still a lot of work to be done.
There's a lot of work to be done, and I'm quite sure that Coach Raley said to them at halftime, you know, we have to keep playing our game, but let's be patient and let's keep, maintain possession of the ball and keep it out of Haverford's stick.
Ball on the ground, but the Fords manage to come away with it, and they'll reset their attack here. And a good look right in front of the goal, but
nice.
A big save from Leanne Bittner. Maura Grant went low. Bittner was there.
That was a great save by Leanne Bittner. What a gives her team a little bit of fire in their bellies. Let's get the clear that ball and get it downfield successfully now.
Big save from Leanne Bittner after allowing the first goal, and that one's going to go out. What's the call going to be here? It is going to go.
It's Rachel Akshar got checked on the clear, and the ball went out of bounds.
Yeah, she lost the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Went out and will go back to Haverford as Diana Perry will have it off the restart here. 25:08 to play in the second half. Haverford trying to work their way back into this one. They trailed 8-3. They managed to get one goal back, and you see again that big save from Leanne Bittner. Saw it the whole way, got her stick on it, didn't allow for the ball to bounce back out. One possession briefly for the Mustangs, but it does come back to Haverford. Diana Perry quiet in the first half and not any longer as Diana Perry goes low. Looked like maybe that one might have been five hole on Leanne Bittner. Her first goal of the day, ninth goal of the season, and it's an 8-5 game now as Haverford has scored back-to-back.
Really, really nice shot by Diana Perry, similar to the one we saw Jordan Preto take. Nice dodge on Meg Gill.
Yep.
And releases that long bounce shot.
Coming to her right, it actually looked like it went to the right of Bittner, but went low. And that's going to be Perry, as I mentioned, her first goal in the day, ninth goal of the season. She still does not have an assist, so 9 points on the year for the 5'5 senior from Bethesda by way of the Milton Academy in Massachusetts, however, and with 24:41 to play in the second half. It is an 8-5 game. Stevenson built up a five-goal lead. It is gotten down to three, and so we'll see if maybe we see a little bit more aggressiveness. However, another draw control victory for Haverford, and the Fords will have this one on the restart. Shannon Rofsol with it.
Stevenson just
needs Soli, sorry. Got a lot of numbers that are all around each other and long blonde hair today, so it's got a little bit more on the play-by-play guy to figure out which one of the long blonde hair and young ladies has the ball.
I know, that's so true, Glenn. But in all due fairness, we are on the fifth floor of the stadium, so we're pretty high up.
I appreciate you covering for me, MC
but
McFadden.
But it is true. Sometimes from this angle, it is a little bit hard to read the numbers.
Stevenson gets that one back over the end line. Turnover for Haverford, and the Mustangs will take it over here. Under 24 minutes to play, trying to complete the clear, and this is where Kelly McLaughlin has been so good today. Another nice run. Boy, she's been outstanding.
And she's very fast.
And she gets this one into Lagar. Lagar thought about turning to take the shot. It wasn't there, so she's going to give it over. Triple team comes. Ball knocked out as you saw Brady Hare trying to go towards the goal, but just didn't have the space to work with. Fortunately, Jordan Pareto is going to track that one down and maintain possession for the Mustangs.
So Haverford is doing a really good job of double and triple teaming the ball. So Stevenson really needs to be eyes up and looking for their open teammates.
I don't think we can understate the job that Kelly McLaughlin has done today, however.
Yeah, she really, really is pretty much the unsung hero thus far.
You know, only one goal in the box score, but if you've been watching today, she has been all over the place. That was a shovel pass, and I don't know what decision was there from Lagar. I know that Merrick was on the run, but I don't know.
Right. Yeah. I think that she saw her teammate cutting across the face of the goal and just fed it in, but right, a little bit of a forced pass.
I guess it was Brady Hare. Merrick's not on the field right now. Yeah, a little bit of a forcing the issue there, and I didn't like that one. But Haverford takes it the other way. Good run there. The defense wouldn't finally collapse. 22:38 to play in the second half now. The Fords have scored back-to-back goals to cut a five-goal lead for Stevenson down to three. Mustangs looking for answers now.
I am not sure even what the official called here. I think every player on the field is a little...
There did appear to be a little bit of contact.
They're questioning.
Guess.
They're all questioning. They're like, what?
Yeah, what exactly is going on here? It looks like from whatever the call was, it'll be 12 meters where Haverford will take it from.
Well, they called when the ball was out of the 12. I don't know.
All right. Well, here
I'm
we
sorry.
Go.
And Haverford, I'm sorry. Not very good commentary by me, but
right.
I'm a little bit stunned at that call.
Amanda Fleming on the reset here. She's going to pull it back out. They're going to reset the offense with Mineta.
Only that, the official on the other side of the goal made the call, not the near side official.
Interesting. You saw Diana Perry with touch. She just got on the board for the first time. Kate Soli gets it. Back up top, 5'8 freshman from D.C., she gives it over to Rafsol. Rafsol will send it back around. A little bit more of a plodding attack this time for Haverford. We saw a lot of that in the first half. Mineta working from about 12 meters out. She pulls it back again to Diana Perry. Diana Perry, the leading scorer for the Fords, just scored her first goal of the day. She tried to go to the right, wasn't there, went back to her left. Bad bad pass, but it'll be kept in by the Fords. Good job done there by Soli to track that one down. She'll send it back over to the middle of the field. And now setting up with it is Dana Kim. Dana Kim scored her first goal of the game here in the second half. It was the first of two back-to-back goals that right now Haverford has scored. Perry drives in, gives it back. Kim gets a look, and Leanne Bittner once again there to make the save. Great job done by Leanne Bittner.
And making it look so easy, Glenn.
Clear, really nicely done by Meg Gill on the run. She had a full head of steam. You wondered if she was going to go all the way with that one, but instead decides to pull it up and reset the offense for Stevenson. Pareto now working 12 meters out, trying to drive in towards 8, but she'll pull it back out and reset the offense as she is getting harassed right now.
But doing a good job of maintaining possession of
absolutely,
that ball.
Not letting the ball go, and she was getting a lot of attention, getting no space to work with. Catherine Merrick now behind the cage. Sends it over about the 12-meter fan. And it comes back to Merrick, goal line extended. Merrick beats a man in towards the goal, and Chenworth got a piece of that one.
Nice move by Merrick, just couldn't convert it into a goal.
Backed up by the Mustangs. They'll stay with it, under 20 minutes to play here in the second half. Three-goal lead, 8-5, and a big run there.
A little bit of a force.
But the ball came out. I don't think anybody realized the ball was out. It was Molly Gonzalez with the run. Stevenson manages to hold on to it. And Merrick will have it from 12 meters on the restart. 19:25 to play in the second half. Stevenson scored 7 unanswered goals make that, to make it an 8-3 game. However, last two have been scored by Haverford, and that's where we're at, 8-5. So we're getting towards the midway point of the second half. Just one goal here in half number two from the Mustangs.
Haverford's playing a sagging, really double-teaming defense or protecting the 8-meter as opposed to pulling out to the 12 and extending themselves. Stevenson would be wise to really move the ball and beat their double teams.
Pareto will have it here. 8 meters. We'll see what the decision is. Does she go right in on Chenworth? There's going to be two defenders coming towards her. She tries to go low on the bouncer, and for the third time today, that's Pipe.
Goalie's
for
best
the Mustangs.
Friend.
Just a really unfortunate luck today for Stevenson. Three shots that have all gone off the bar. And Haverford takes it over now. An opportunity to make it a two-goal game if they can complete this clear.
They've done a very nice job on their clears.
And a couple of struggles in the first half, but they've settled it down very nicely. And the way they've settled it down is just like that, MC. They've been willing to work backwards when
right.
It isn't there and reset. Whatever you do, protect the possession. Don't force the issue moving ahead.
Right, and that spreads Stevenson out a little bit when they do that because Stevenson does a really good job of riding as they are clearing and double-teaming.
And this one's been a struggle. They've been trying to clear for nearly a minute now, but they haven't given the ball away, and that's so big. It just goes unnoticed, and they will eventually get the clear. Madison Jones helping out in order to do it. But that they were very patient on
very
that clear
patient.
Opportunity. Trailing by 3, they can't risk giving up possession, and they were willing to take the time in order to complete the clear. That's exactly what they did, and they're able to set up their attack as Serena Mineta works with it well away, even outside the box at this point.
And, Glenn, there's no time limit on in the women's game on clearing the ball, unlike the men's game.
Right.
So they can take all the time in the world to make it successful.
And that's why that strategy is so good there, that mm-hmm. whatever you do, don't give the ball away. Very briefly, you see Mineta thought there was a path to goal. Haverford able to prevent it from going out, maintain possession. It's going to come back out to Mineta. Mineta driving in, 4 defenders waiting for Haver once she got inside 8 meters, but the call's going to keep it with the Fords. I thought that was good defense from here, MC.
I agree. Again, we're 5 stories up, so who knows, but we're not on the field with the officials, but it looked like really great defense, and it looked like she simply dropped the ball.
Instead, it's going to go 8 meters for Mineta. Mineta has not gotten on the board yet today. She has 4 goals in the season. She's going to look to get on the board there. Somehow, Bittner got a piece of that one as Mineta went low, and Stevenson's going to have it now.
it looked like Leanne Bittner actually had a little bit of a kick save again.
Yeah, she's done that a couple of times.
I don't know how she walks around. She uses her feet an awful lot in this
Absolutely,
game.
Willing to use whatever part of the body is necessary in order to make the save. She did it again. Stevenson once again getting the clear here fairly quickly. And on the run is Akshar. Akshar, and that's the fourth time today we've now seen the post. Gosh. Stevenson with more pipe today than a Cheech and Chong movie. Jeez.
Up in smoke.
Right. Boy, I guess we gotta be careful what we say here, but
That's funny. Are you kidding me?
Four times today they found post.
Unbelievable. Four times. And that is really just taking one more second to really aim your shot, aiming 6 inches inside of the pipe as opposed to right at the pipe.
Held on to by the Mustangs, they reset the offense as we approach the midway point of the second half. Pareto and Lagar slowing it down here for Stevenson. As they have now been on a sort of lengthy scoring drought, more than 10 minutes since they've...
Absolutely, thinking the exact same thing, Glenn. Scoring drought it has been.
Lagar beats her man, gets it in, but it's knocked down and taken away. Big turnover there for the Fords. There was a double team coming. And what's the call here?
An illegal check.
Illegal check, okay. Very good. 15-18 to play in the second half. Haverford, again, will continue to try to get the clear. Stevenson has not made it easy on them here in the second half, and we've just seen a patient approach to the clear from the Fords. Chenworth working with it still. She goes to Mineta in the middle of the field. Mineta's got some space to work with. There are three defenders coming towards her, however. We'll see if she's got someone in mind to give the pass to. She's going to bring it back, and that's what we've been seeing from Haverford in the second half when they've needed to clear. If it's just not there, they're not going to force it. They're going to bring it back and try again, and it works once again for them as they're able to get it onto the other side of the field.
When they're patient, they're very successful in their clears.
However, after all that, a bad pass. Fortunate to hold on to it.
Got tipped by Catherine Merrick, I believe.
Merrick always right in the middle of everything. There's never a time where Catherine Merrick isn't right in the middle of things for Stevenson. Big opportunity there in front of the goal. That would have been a point-blank look for Dana Kim, but the call came before that.
And the official indicated a shooting space violation yet again. But she really called that early on. It didn't look like the Haverford player was even looking to shoot, which they should be doing to receive a shooting space call.
Opportunity there for Rafsaw and another save for Leanne Bittner. Leanne Bittner is so hot today, she could get into Eclipse Nightclub in MC. That's only open for 1 hour two times a year with a cover charge of $5,000. Big, big save again for Leanne Bittner.
Haverford needs to do a better job of shooting on Leanne. They're not really aiming their shots. It looks to me like they're really just shooting to shoot. And Leanne's too good of a goalie to do that.
This one's going to stay with Stevenson. 13:48 to play. Another quick clear. The clearing has been so much better for the Mustangs today.
Absolutely, as opposed to Wednesday when we saw them really having a difficult time against Franklin and Marshall.
And we know the conditions were a factor on Wednesday as well that were part of it. It was sloppy. The field was wet. There was fog. We understand all of that. But they have really stepped up in clearing today. And not just clearing, but clearing quickly. Getting opportunities, maybe a little bit unsettled. Getting quickly into your attack. Keeping Tori Wagner with the spin move there going towards the goal. But a good job defensively. She'll have to bring it back out to Catherine Merrick. Merrick will send it over to Pareto. Pareto, whoa, pretty spin. Goes for the bounce shot. Did not nearly have the angle to get it there, but gets the call instead.
Sometimes just driving to goal will put you in a good situation when you get that free position shot on goal. And Jordan did a good job of that.
Just one move. All you need is one move. And Pareto certainly had the move there to get the space to work with. She's going to come back out to 8 meters, and we'll see what she decides to do here. You would imagine she's going towards the goal. Just a case of what's the strategy when she gets there. Pareto, her strategy is drive right in, beat everyone, and go to her right and curl it right around Megan Chenworth. And Pareto, for the second time today, scores. That's the third goal for her on the season, and it's a 9-5 Stevenson lead.
I'd say that was pretty good strategy by Jordan Pareto.
I mean, that was just determined. Went right towards the crease when she got there. She just curled the ball right around. She had everybody beat. No one closed the gap quick enough, and Pareto finished it off easily on that free position opportunity. 13:08 to play, and it's a four-goal game once again.
I feel like Jordan did a really nice job of really looking for the opening and really shooting the ball as opposed to just shooting at the goal. big difference between those two things.
Four-goal game again. Stevenson, they had had quite the scoring drought until then, but back on the board to make it a 9-5 game, and now an opportunity once again to sort of extend the lead and prevent Haverford from really making it a game once again.
I think Stevenson feels very in control of this game. I think they are in control of this game.
Montero just using her size to go up and get that one on the draw control. She takes it in quickly, but we'll be willing to settle it down. Under 13 minutes to play in the second half and a four-goal lead. No reason to be in a rush to do anything. Boy, I don't think when Montero sent that pass over that Brady Hare had any idea it was coming.
It didn't look that way.
Or is that Holly Larimore?
No, it's Brady Hare.
Okay, it's Brady Hare. She had no idea it was coming, but she when she realized it was coming, she did a good job of setting herself back up to receive the pass
hold
on possession.
I'm sorry, Hannah Tankersley.
Oh, it was Tankersley.
We haven't seen a ton of her today,
no doubt. Merritt gets a lot of contact inside 8 meters. And this one's going to stay with Stevenson on the reset. Merrick will get an 8-meter opportunity, looking for her third goal of the day and to re-extend the lead to 5, which is the largest lead that Stevenson has had today. Merritt goes towards the middle and then goes to the left of Megan Shenworth to finish it off. Catherine Merrick running with the power of horses right now, fittingly enough for the Mustangs.
Fittingly enough, she did a wise thing, and she drove right to the center of the goal, which gives her lots of angle for her shot, and then put that ball right at Chenoweth's non-stick side, which is a difficult save to make.
You know, MC, when I bet on the horses, I never lose. You know why?
Did you bet on the horses tonight?
I bet on all the horses.
Oh, all the horses.
10-5 game.
Oh, geez.
10-5 game as Stevenson leads Haverford now with 12:22 to play. And Haverford had scored back-to-back goals to make it a three-goal game once again, but now back-to-back goals for the Mustangs. And once again, it's a five-goal lead. It matches their largest lead of the day for Catherine Merritt. Goal number 3, 10th goal on the season. What a start to her senior campaign.
I would bet on the horses today, Glenn.
Yeah, right now it looks like a pretty good bet.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
Yeah.
Free position or a draw control here, still being fought for. Ever so briefly, it looked as though Meg Gill had that one for Stevenson, and indeed, she will have it for Stevenson as they try to add on to their five-goal lead and just sort of ice this one away now with 12 minutes to play in the second half.
Right, and Stevenson would be wise to work the clock a little bit.
Run here from Meg Gill.
So tough. She's so tough. She's such a great one-on-one defender as well.
Stevenson willing to slow things down. See Montero working with it, although she's going to go on goal here and it's going to get poked out. She ends up getting a shot away somehow. I don't even know that she ever fully had control of the ball again, as much as she just sort of swiped that one towards the goal.
She did. Little quick pickup and quick stick shot.
Backed up by Tori Wagner to maintain possession for the Mustangs. 11.5 to play. Stevenson leading 10-5 over Haverford, looking for their first win of the season for Catherine Merrick. 3 goals today, 4 goals on Wednesday. What a week. She's had quite a season in the last week, hasn't she?
She has. Well, you know, she talked about with us after the game on Wednesday, she hates thinking that this is her last season. She wants to just be the best player that she can be. She wants to really lead her team. She wants her team to be successful.
No doubt about
that. Not just her.
Hat tricks today for both Merrick and Olivia Montero. 6 of the 10 goals scored by the Mustangs on the day. Jordan Pareto, she's got a goal today as well. She's got 2, in fact. She's going to slow this one down.
Wise Hannah Tankersley with the ball.
And Tankersley, as you mentioned, we hadn't seen a ton of her today. She just got into the game. Here in the last few minutes, the 5'11 freshman from Parkton, Maryland. She sends it back up top. Wagner wanted to go towards the goal.
Got a push on that, so she gets the ball.
She gets the free position opportunity here from 8 meters out, 10:32 to play, an opportunity to give Stevenson their biggest lead of the game. If Wagner can convert her first goal of the day, she goes in. Defenders were there to meet her. It looks like Montero, yep, indeed, is going to come away with it.
Nice.
And Stevenson will maintain possession.
Great job by Montero keeping possession of the ball for her team.
Carly Bafford working with it up top. Nice dodge there, and she gets all the way in. But when she went for the shot, the ball had been poked out. Flag, however. And then we're going to stay on this end.
And once again, if you're driving hard to the goal quite often, you will pick up that free position shot.
Bafford now from 8 meters out. She's also looking for her first goal of the game. 5'7 junior from Westminster, Maryland. She goes to the bouncer. It's going to be backed up behind by Kelly McLaughlin and stays with Stevenson. So we approach 10 minutes to play here in the second half. It's been all Mustangs for the most part since about 10 minutes into the first half. Contact there. Montero loses it, and this one's going to be a turnover as Haverford's going to have the opportunity again for the clear. The Mustangs aren't going to make it easy on him.
No, they're
Brianna
not.
Robbins working with it for the Fords. She sends a pass that's going to be well over the head. I mean, that was significantly over the head of Claire Cote.
Good pressure by the Stevenson Mustangs.
And that's going to be a turnover. Stevenson will maintain possession. 9:36 to play. And we're going to see a timeout here. Timeout taken on the field. And we are going to take a break. We'll take a break. 10-5 game. Stevenson matching their biggest lead of the day, looking for their first win of the season. Stick with us. We'll let you know if they can get it. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
The Stevenson University Alumni Association has a long-standing tradition of providing many programs that affords the more than 15,000 alumni to stay involved in the college. Through career and internship fairs, alumni happy hours, sporting events and outings, and open houses, the Stevenson University alumni are able to stay connected to the university, students, fellow alumni, and the community. To learn about the SU Alumni Association programs and upcoming events, visit stevenson.edu/alumni.
The Green Turtle Sports Bar and Grill is partnered with the Stevenson men's lacrosse team and will be the official sponsor of the Mustang Midseason Classic on March 20th and 21st. The Green Turtle Classic has some of the top D3 teams in the region, including number 3 Lynchburg, number 7 Cabrini, number 8 Cortland, number 19 Nazareth, and Dickinson. You can see all three games for just $7. If you can't make it to the games, you can watch from anywhere. On the Mustang Sports Network, visit GoMustangSports.com to get your tickets. 10-5 game here with 9:36 to play, and the Mustangs will have the ball. Stevenson leading Haverford. Glenn Clark and former Stevenson coach MC McFadden with you on the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net. And I think what we keep coming back to today, MC, is just the determination of the Stevenson team. A little bit of adversity early on. They were there. They were ready. They faced it. They took the big lead. Haverford scored a couple of goals, got back into it, made a 3-goal game, and each time Stevenson has been tested today, they've come up with an answer.
I agree with you. I just feel like they were not going to lose this game today. I saw them around campus this week. I saw them practicing after that game on Wednesday, and they were just determined. That wasn't going to happen to them again.
Carly Bafford working it with it for the Mustangs this time. She goes all the way around the cage. And again, with a 5-goal lead, no reason to be in a rush to do anything in the final 10 minutes of the game. And if you're Haverford, it's a must stop, I would assume, at this point. You can't allow this to become a 6-goal game with under 9 minutes to play.
Correct. And I'm sure Kathy Raley, when she called that timeout, she said, let's work the clock. The clock is our friend. Let's be patient. Let's not throw the ball away, and no forcing to the middle.
On the flip side, if you're Lauren Ray, and you know what? It's not going to matter, because Stevenson, just as I was about to ask the question, is going to make it a 6-goal game. Tori Wagner,
beautiful
for
shot.
The first time today, she had the space. She took it right in. No reason to not put that one on the goal. And with 8:49 to play, it's an 11-5 game now.
That was a great job by Tori Wagner. She noticed that she had that opening to goal. She had a clear path. The ability, love that she had the stick in her left hand.
She could have done any of, she could have had 4 options of what you
right.
could do when you're in that position.
She did not try that little backhand shot that she missed twice in the first half.
Just put it high, put it right over Megan Chenworth's head and right into the back of the net. 11-5 Stevenson, Tori Wagner's first today, her 4th of the season. And with 8:49 to play, I would have to imagine that's got to be the dagger.
I would hope that's going to be the dagger and the last nail in the coffin, but certainly Haverford has a 6-goal deficit to dig out of, and that is very difficult with just over eight and a half minutes left.
Another draw control win. Stevenson just absolutely wearing him down. Holly Larimore on the run. Good job by Chenworth to get a stick on that one, and she's going to win it for the Fords behind the goal.
Again, she's very comfortable coming out of the crease.
It was a good look there for Larimore. It's not as if it was a bad shot. It's only a question as to whether or not you should be taking shots in that situation up by 6 with less than 9 minutes to play.
I agree with you. I think a little bit of patience would have probably been the better option at that point, but she's a freshman. She's learning. She's got to stick with it, learn to stick to a game plan, and I'm sure she will. She's got such a bright future.
Brianna Robbins holds that one in for the Fords before it goes out of bounds for another turnover, and this is a crucial clear. Stevenson giving them the room to work with on this clear, but yet they're going to get the turnover anyway somehow. Stevenson, the Mustangs, completely backed up and said, hey, let's collapse. Don't allow them anything unsettled because we're up by six, and still Haverford couldn't handle the pressure and get the clear.
Yeah, not a great pass from Chenoweth to her teammate. Very hard for her to catch the ball or even keep it in bounds. Good effort, though. She actually dove to try to keep that ball in bounds.
And Carly Baffert with it. She's going to send it back around to Catherine Merrick. 7.5 minutes to play in half number two here. Stevenson trying to finish off their first win of the season and prove to 1-3 and trying to hand at the same time Haverford their first loss of the season while avenging last year's loss to the Fords, a 9-8 defeat in March. Stevenson well on their way to all of those things. Carly Baffert with a nice spin move there, but two defenders still coming to get her, and this was going to be the question I was going to ask you on the last possession, is at what point do you just have to double everyone that has the ball? And the answer is right now for the Haverford Fords. Catherine Merrick with a spin move. She's going to get on goal. She's going to finish it off. Fourth goal today, eighth goal in her last two games, and make it a 12-5 game in favor of Stevenson. Catherine Merrick now 11 goals on the senior season. She's just doing everything the right way for the Mustangs right now. Under 7 minutes to play, it's a 7-goal game.
She's so tough. She's driving the goal. Chenoweth saw her coming. Chenoweth, the goalie, and actually stepped out right to the edge of the crease, and Catherine could just shoot right over her head.
For Catherine, you would assume that the Haverford defense is thinking the four sweetest words in the English language. You wore me down, Catherine Merrick.
Right.
What a great job she has done today. Team high. Game high with four goals, as it is indeed a 12-5 game here with 6:59 to play in the second half. It's been all Stevenson for the most part in this one. After falling behind 3-1 early, they are now on a 9-2 run. Let me do that math again. 11-1.
Keep going.
11-2 run. I got it right this time, MC McFadden. 11-2 run since trailing 3-1 early in the first half.
We've seen Catherine Merrick do so many great things today, not just score goals. Here she goes again.
And she's going to get another one. Unbelievable. Goes low this time. Morgan Chenoweth has just got to be throwing her arms up in the air and saying, I don't know what to do anymore. 13-5, five goals now on the day for Catherine Merrick. What an unbelievable second half in particular she has had.
And Haverford now calling a timeout to talk it over. Catherine just did a great job of dodging, roll dodge on her defender right to goal. Nice long bounce shot.
I feel like you take a timeout more at this point just to sort of stop the bleeding more than anything else.
Absolutely. Stop the bleeding. Talk it over. She's going to be telling her team, chip away at this score. We need. Let's get the ball, though. Let's clear the ball. They're really having difficulty getting the ball to their attacking end of the field.
Hey, MC McFadden, I hear you got something cool coming up here at Stevenson University on Wednesday, May 6th. Stevenson will attempt to set a new Guinness World Record for the largest exercise ball class ever. The class is open to friends and family as well for the biggest, most fun exercise class taught by athletics administrative coordinator and color commentator extraordinaire MC McFadden.
Correct.
You can bring your own ball or use one provided to participate. A donation of just $5 is requested. All proceeds will be donated to the Wounded Warrior Project. Get more details at GoMustangSports.com. Now, I've never done an exercise ball class.
Well, maybe you should sign up.
Is it time for me to come over?
It's time for you to come over. Now, you have to realize that that class has to last for 30 minutes.
Oh, I might not make it the whole 30 minutes.
So, therefore, there are many of the exercises will be exercises that we can maintain for that length
okay.
of time.
All right. So what's the number? What's the record?
The record is also 30 minutes but we need to have more people show up.
Okay. So what was the record for people that we got to break here?
I don't remember, but it was several hundred. Don't remember exactly, but several hundred.
So we need everybody to come out. And again, with a $5 donation to the Wounded Warrior Project, that would mean we could raise thousands.
Correct.
For the Wounded Warrior Project, who does such good work with our veterans as they return. And
correct.
And
It's such a great cause. And we do have plenty of exercise balls, by the way, people. So this is not something you really need to come with your own ball.
All right.
It's not BYOB.
Oh, man, look at that. Look at that. Those are always my favorite parties when you didn't have to bring your own. I always preferred it that way. All right, back underway here as we are having fun with 6.5 minutes to play, and why not? Stevenson has been fantastic here today. 13-5, the lead over Haverford as they look to improve to 1-3 on the season. Again, May 6th is that event. If they want to find out more, is there a way they can get in touch with you, MC McFadden?
Well, they could find me through our Go Mustang Sports website as well under staff directory, but all the information they need will be on that website as well.
Very good. The event, again, coming up on May 6th, looking to break a Guinness World Record for the largest exercise ball class ever, led by our own MC McFadden. Haverford trying desperately, and they're going to instead turn the ball over, just trying to get something going. And look at this run once again. This time, actually, it's Carly Baffert. I take it back. I was about to give Kelly McLaughlin credit for Carly Baffert's run, but it takes nothing away from the day that Kelly McLaughlin has had, where she has been fantastic in taking the ball the other way.
Absolutely. And Diana Perry from Haverford was just yellow carded. She was called for a slash, so her check attempt on Carly Baffert was out of control.
And it's got to just be frustration at this point.
Absolutely.
Frustration on the day as they trail by 8. You know, it's probably best in those situations to take the high road, MC. I've never taken the high road myself, but I tell other people to, because there's now more room for me on the low road.
Yeah, right.
Restart here for Stevenson. So we've been having some fun. It's a good day to have some fun.
It is.
Bright.
It's a fun
sunny
day.
So the weather's been good, other than it being a bit cold, but weather's much better than what we've dealt with around here, and Stevenson's performance has been spectacular. We'll talk to head coach Kathy Raley after the game, and you imagine she's got to have a big smile on her face given how her team has performed. Trying to add on to it here in the final moments, a save for Chenworth. It's when you're in the man up.
Hannah Tankersley flying in from the box and released that shot and got the ground ball, got a rebound, which is really, really important, is to follow your shot and get your rebound, much like basketball.
Tankersley looking for her first point on the season in limited playing time, as we're 5 minutes now to play in the second half. Stevenson remaining on the man advantage for another 1:15, unless they score. 13-5 lead. And everything they've been through the last couple of games. We talked about what playing that difficult schedule at the start of the season would do for them. And we said, this will toughen you up when you get into, you know, you play 3 top 10 teams, no matter what you go through, blowing the 7-goal lead against Salisbury, having to try to charge back from big deficits twice against Franklin and Marshall. All of those things leave them battle-tested, and they are better for it. It's very clear already, MC McFadden, today, as we see that sort of shovel shot opportunity for Olivia Montero. She managed nearly to get that one onto the goal. Instead, it'll go the other way for Haverford. But are you seeing a team already that's showing signs of having benefited from those first three games?
Well, absolutely, because not only are they battle tested, but they've also gotten some maturity out of that. And, you know, they've learned some really hard lessons from their mistakes in those past three games.
And this one picked up by Olivia Montero. Stevenson still on the man advantage for another 10 seconds, but they'll just sort of let that one run off. Under 4 minutes to play here, as they will improve to 1-3 on the season. And they got a good home stretch here. A couple more games coming up in the next week here at Mustang Stadium, and a good opportunity for them to maybe get back to .500 on the year. Montero tried to make the move to goal before she completed the catch on that pass. 3:30 to play. Haverford takes back over, trailing by 8. They made it interesting again ever so briefly in the second half. It was an 8-3 game as Stevenson had scored 7 unanswered goals, and then Haverford got a couple of back-to-back goals from Dana Kim and Diana Perry, and you thought maybe they could make this one interesting the rest of the way. However, since that point, 5 unanswered for the Mustangs, and that's how we're at 13-5 right here.
Haverford came out so hard at the beginning of the game, and they looked so good and composed.
Right.
And then, so I really thought at the beginning of the second half when they came out that way, but it did not last very long.
No doubt. And Stevenson just proving to be, you know, the better team, I think, today. Just a better overall team on the field. Nothing fluky about this one whatsoever today. In fact, as we mentioned, between the saves that Chenworth made in the first half and the 4 pipes that the Mustangs have hit today, this could be more like a 16-17, 18-5 game at this point.
Absolutely.
Restart here. 2:23 to play. Mustangs just trying to work the rest of the time off the clock and improve to 1-3 on the season. Reminder, we got the all-access postgame coming up afterwards. We'll go over stats. We'll go over highlights. We'll talk to head coach Kathy Raley and a key player from today's game, and we'll set you up for what's coming up. As I mentioned, a couple of home games on the way. A good chance for you all to get out here to Mustang Stadium and check out the Stevenson women's lacrosse team as they look to defend their conference title here in 2015. And some exciting players to watch, like Catherine Merrick, who has scored 5 goals today, and sophomore Olivia Montero, who is really developing into one of the nicer offensive players on this team.
She really is. She's really learning a lot of lessons. She's doing a good job of feeding the ball as well and scoring and taking her time on shooting.
And again, we want to wish the best tonight to the Stevenson women's basketball team.
Yes, we do.
As they take on Montclair State, we're rooting for them. Go Stangs. Opportunity for them to pull off what I think we would label an upset if they were to win on the road at Montclair State and continue their charge in the NCAA tournament.
Right, and I hope so much that they do. I mean, Coach Jackie Boswell doing such a great job with that team, really building up the program. And, you know, she's 4 years in and has had this great class of seniors since they were freshmen, and what a great job the seniors have done working to develop this program and lead their team to the NCAAs for the first time ever in school history.
And you'll be able to hear that one as well right here on the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net tonight. Stevenson, Montclair State, after the big dramatic comeback for Stevenson last night. And yeah, it's not going to matter a whole ton at this point, but Courtney Carter gets her first goal of the day off the free position for Haverford. That's her second goal of the season for the 5'8 sophomore from Appomattox, Virginia, and it makes it a 13-6 game. Now, if they can only get the onside kick and then throw a Hail Mary for a touchdown,
right,
then they have everything even back
up. Right.
No doubt.
That was actually a really nice shot right over the non-stick side shoulder of Leanne Bittner, as we see.
Courtney Carter, not someone who takes a ton of free position opportunities, but had a good strategy for that one, no doubt. 57.7 seconds to play in this one. As was that Diana Perry that was credited with that one? I thought that was number 10.
It was. That was not Diana Perry,
okay.
I believe.
All right, yeah. I think that was Courtney Carter who scored that goal for the Fords. Stevenson wins the draw control here, and double team comes quickly. The Mustangs will look to try to run the clock out at this point. One more timeout for Kathy Raley. She'll set up a strategy for how to hold on to the ball here with 45 seconds to play. And I assume we'll stay right here at Mustang Stadium. MC McFadden, not a whole lot to complain about today if you're
a
Stevenson fan.
It's a great day to be a Mustang.
No doubt about that. You can download the new Stevenson Athletics Front Row app and stay up to date on the latest in Stevenson University athletics. This app gives you inside access to live stats, box scores, news updates, game recaps, and social media. The Stevenson Athletics Front Row app is free. Just download it in the Apple App Store or Google Play. Biggest storyline for you in this one, MC McFadden?
I would say a couple of things. Catherine Merrick.
Yeah.
Awesome game by her today.
It feels redundant to just keep talking about Catherine Merrick, but that's how well she's played of late.
Well, not only has she played so well, but she's been involved in all aspects of this game today. And how about Kelly McLaughlin?
No doubt. I'm so glad you bring it up.
Unsung hero, for sure.
The biggest thing that I'm going to take away from this game, and especially because in the first half when the game was still being decided, she came away with so many big plays to maintain possession. And we saw what a struggle it was for Stevenson on Wednesday in clearing, that today in their clears, not only did Kelly McLaughlin do a good job of helping to clear the ball, but then setting up the offense for some big opportunities on the other end. I thought Kelly McLaughlin was phenomenal today.
And if we had an unsung hero per game, I would certainly give it to her.
Right. It's hard to say that Catherine Merrick wouldn't be the player of the game. I mean, heck, she's got 5 goals. What else could you ask for
and
today?
And has done a lot of other things in this game today. But
McLaughlin,
the two of them. And then there was Olivia Montero coming up with 3 goals on when Stevenson really needed to score some goals.
And another nice day for Meg Gill as well. Another nice day on the defensive end.
She's always strong.
Yeah, there's nothing surprising about it, right?
No, right. She's so steady. She does, you know, she's a defender, so she's in a non-glamorous position. but she's always so good for us.
Off the restart here, and Hannah Tankersley, you know she's got, when she sees that wide open cage, it's got to be tough for her to not just chuck the ball towards the empty net, but smart thing to do is to settle it out and try to run the final seconds off the clock. 24.8 to play as Stevenson will improve to 1-3 on the season. Haverford will fall to 3-1 on the year at the same time. 17 seconds left. And just a big, big win for the Mustangs today here at Mustang Stadium as they needed this one. They needed to get things back on track after that tough stretch to start the season, and they're going to add one more onto it. And who was it that got that
Brady
one?
Hare.
Was that Brady Hare?
Yes,
yeah, Brady Hare, first goal of the day, third goal of the season with 5 seconds to play, and that's going to give us our final score for the day. It will be a 14-6 win for the Mustangs as we'll have one more draw control. There's a case of Brady Hare just saying, look, how do you not take this one?
And she might have gotten the go-ahead from the sideline at that point because there was only 5 seconds left. And it's not a close game. If it was a one-goal game...
Right, you wouldn't want her doing
that. You would not
that.
Want her taking that shot at all.
Right, because then you run the
session.
Risk of what happens if for some reason
right,
she's just a little bit...
Right, 5 seconds is enough time to score.
Well, and what if she's just a little bit off on the shot? You know what I mean? That even if it's wide open, let's just say the ball comes out of your stick the wrong way.
And they get the ball to the other end of the field and shot off.
Absolutely, but as you mentioned, in a 7-goal game at that point, nothing bad was happening in that moment from Brady Hare taking that shot.
No.
Final draw control is going to be battled for. I don't know that anybody's going to come away with it before the end of the game, and indeed they won't. But big, big effort here today for the Stevenson Mustangs. Tested early. They answered the bell. The only time they were tested in the second half, they answered it again. 14-6 win as they get their first win of the 2015 season here today over Haverford. We'll grab a break and we'll come back in with the postgame show. Stats, highlights, and a conversation with head coach Kathy Raley and our player of the game. That's on the way. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Each week, the Mustang Sports Network takes you inside the huddle and on the field with in-depth coach interviews and player showcases. We'll talk to the head coaches, preview upcoming games, and break down the X's and O's. Plus, we'll learn more about what it takes to be a Mustang student athlete with our player spotlights. Look for the Mustangs On Demand video features each week on Facebook and Twitter at GoMustangSports.com.
I'm loving the switch up, the switch up, the switch up. I'm loving the switch up.
Here's to a new day at McDonald's. With a whole new way to order, now pick your size to build your very own combo meal. Get a Big Mac sandwich with a Sunday and side salad or McNuggets with cookies and fries. You decide. No matter how you mix it up, you get a meal you love at a price that loves you back.
I'm loving the switch up.
Prices and participation may vary.
I am Old Bay.
I believe in 18 herbs and spices.
That putting on too much is impossible.
I love it on my eggs.
My popcorn.
Even on my ice cream.
And now I can love it at McDonald's.
McDonald's new Old Bay Filet-O-Fish sandwich. Made with wild-caught Alaskan pollock and Old Bay tartar sauce. Get two for just $4 every day. Just one more great value you'll find at McDonald's.
Old Bay on ice cream?
Oh, yeah.
That's genius.
Limited time offer. Price of required purchase posted on menu board.
So good to see you. Counting down to ride out of my shoes. Don't need a reason. All I really need is you. Just for the fun of it. Delicious, crisp taste of it. Just for the love of it. Just for the feel of it. Just for the taste of it. Diet Coke, just wanna catch ya. It's electric when you hit my lips. Feels so good to hold ya. It's the no calories that makes me feel like this. Just for the fun of it. And just for the thrill of it. Just for the love of it. Just for the taste of it. Diet Coke. Diet Coke.
Something I discovered in myself is that if I have a goal, then I can accomplish it.
It's a well-rounded experience.
At a Division III school, you're primarily a student-athlete, so the school is really shaped around you developing yourself as a complete individual.
It helps a lot that you have a family with your team that can guide you.
Time.
time to break down the game and chat with the coach. This is the Mustangs All Access Post Game Show, powered by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Back at Mustang Stadium, Glenn Clark, former Stevenson lacrosse coach MC McFadden with you for the All Access Post Game Show here on the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net. And what a win today for Stevenson, 14-6 over Haverford, MC.
What a beautiful all-over effort, all over the field, everybody involved in that win, starting with a deficit and fighting back and really, really taking a substantial lead.
No doubt about that. Let's take a look at our final stats from today's game, as Stevenson did indeed pick up that 14-6 win to improve to 1-3 on the season. For Stevenson, a major advantage in shots today, 37 shots to just 14 for the Fords. 7 saves for Leanne Bittner. Megan Chenworth played a really nice day despite the fact that Stevenson scored 14 goals. She came away with 11 saves a day for Haverford. She was just facing a ton. 13 ground balls for the Mustangs, just 10 for the Fords. On draw controls, this was another area where you could sort of see the story of the game, and as the second half went on, Stevenson was just dominant in draw controls, MC, winning 14 to just 8 for Haverford. The turnover battle, 20 turnovers for the Fords, 13 for the Mustangs, 10 of 12 on clears for Stevenson, and boy, were they relentless in the second half, as Haverford was only able to clear 10 times in 18 attempts. And you see both teams scoring 3 goals on free position attempts today. What jumps out at you in the stats, MC?
The turnovers. I believe on Wednesday, the Mustangs had 23 turnovers, so coach really has got to be happier with only 13 today.
No doubt about that. And on an individual standpoint, of course, Catherine Merrick with 5 goals to lead the way for the Mustangs, 3 as well for Olivia Montero. For Merrick now, 9 goals in her last 2 games, a remarkable stretch she's having here in her senior campaign.
And doesn't surprise me at all. She's excellent. She's such a great team leader. We've talked about that throughout the game. Not only does she score goals, but she does all the little things well.
It all adds up to a 14-6 win for Stevenson here today over Haverford to improve to 1-3 on the season. We're going to grab another break, I believe, here, and then we'll come back in and go over highlights from the second half and from this big win for Stevenson over Haverford, 14-6. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think that a case can be made for lunch. Hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. That's a no-brainer.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Owings Mills B-Dubs is minutes away from Stevenson University on Owings Mills Boulevard. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
The Stevenson University Alumni Association has a long-standing tradition of providing many programs that affords the more than 15,000 alumni to stay involved in the college. Through career and internship fairs, alumni happy hours, sporting events and outings, and open houses, the Stevenson University alumni are able to stay connected to the university, students, fellow alumni, and the community. To learn about the SU Alumni Association programs and upcoming events, visit stevenson.edu/alumni.
This is Mustangs Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
And back at Mustang Stadium, Glenn Clark and MC McFadden with you on the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net. Stevenson picking up a 14-6 win over Haverford here today. We want to take a look at our highlights from this one, and a pleasant experience looking at the highlights.
Absolutely.
From today, as you see, we go back to Kelly McLaughlin. What a day Kelly McLaughlin had, although that's not her right there. That's Brady Hare scoring for Stevenson at that point, as Stevenson, the route was on for the most part in the second half for the Mustangs. You see, this free position opportunity was Kelly McLaughlin, and what a day she's had. Nice to see it finally pay off for her, getting her first goal of the year, MC.
She worked so hard in this game today. She did so many great things. Cleared the ball so well for Stevenson. I was glad to see her go to goal, actually.
You see, Dana Kim first, and then Diana Perry made it interesting again at one point. After Stevenson had opened up that 8-3 lead, they managed on those back-to-back goals there for Haverford to make it 8-5 again, and things were interesting. But this is such a big moment here when Leanne Bittner comes up with this save in a 3-goal game, when everything was sort of trending towards the Fords, that turned everything around, and then you saw Jordan Pareto there with that very nice free position goal. That made it 9-5, and then from that point, the route was again on for the Mustangs.
Mustangs were so in control. Once they tied up the game early in the first half.
No
doubt. They were in control of this game today.
You saw there Catherine Merrick with one of her five goals today. Now Tori Wagner finishing over Megan Chenoweth's head for a big goal for the Mustangs. Again, you see Catherine Merrick, and it became a bit of the Catherine Merrick show in the second half, MC, as the season appears to be becoming more and more the Catherine Merrick show here for the Mustangs.
Well, we know that she's really so into this being her last season. She doesn't want it to end. She wants a long season for
this team,
meaning lots of postseason play.
No doubt.
So she's doing everything she can to get them.
Courtney Carter did get the final goal of the game there for Haverford, but as you see here, Brady Hare would score the final goal of the game, and that gave us that 14-6 final as Stevenson picks up their first victory of the season. We'll grab one more break. When we come back, Stevenson coach Kathy Raley, and I'm really excited about who the player is that's joining us, because we spent
the entire game
talking about what a big game she had. Kelly McLaughlin's going to join us as well, as this is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Division III schools offer academic scholarships instead of athletic scholarships. This really puts the focus that the student-athlete needs to maintain that GPA.
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III. A lot of people pick schools just based on the sport and don't get that experience.
Being a Division III athlete and developing my leadership skills has definitely put my name out there and helped me get more recognition on campus, but more recognition nationwide. I did win the Jostens Trophy, which is based on leadership, academics, and then how well you do on the court.
I'm also the Schwartz Scholar of my class. Schwartz Scholarship is basically a scholarship that is given to a student who's identified as a likely leader.
At the end of the day, it won't matter how they play on the field. It will matter how they do in the classroom.
This is Mustangs Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Back at Mustang Stadium, Glenn Clark, MC McFadden, and a very happy head coach of the Stevenson women's lacrosse team, Coach Kathy Raley, joins us now. And Coach, you told us after the game on Wednesday that your team was going to be stronger and better for what they went through facing three top 10 opponents. And I think it's safe to say that paid off immediately today.
I think so. I mean, I think where you really saw it was the speed. When you play all those top 10 teams, it felt like we were running equally with them. They'd have a fast couple people. We had a fast couple people. When you play a team that's not in that top 10, we were pretty much running circles around everybody on their field. So that felt really good. So the conditioning has paid off. We accomplished some things offensively today, and we came out a little jittery and had a lot of fouls, which we're really trying to work on. The second half was way better with that. I think we had 9 fouls in the second half and maybe 19 in the first. So we're still working through that, but I'm really pleased, really happy.
One thing you mentioned when we talked after your game on Wednesday was that your attack is still looking for their identity.
Yes.
How did you feel about them today?
Much better in transition today. You know, the score easily could have been another 3 or 4 goals in the first half. I don't know how many pipes did we hit today.
You had 4.
Yeah. So, and you know, to have her for goalie, to give her a lot of credit, she had some really big saves and some really high pressure situations. So, you know, the score is very different heading the first half. I liked how we pushed it today. I like how we went at them. We're working on some things still with playmaking and learning how to work with each other. We've got a lot of freshmen in there that, you know, sometimes they're supposed to be and sometimes they're not where they are supposed to be. But I think we're making the most of it creatively around that.
There were two times today when you're down 3-1 and then when you'd taken the 5-goal lead and it got cut down to 3 that you faced some adversity and immediately responded. What did the girls do so well in order to handle that adversity in those two tight spots?
Well, I think the draw was important. And I think that if we did lose possession of it, we weren't afraid to go right back after it immediately. We had some really good redefense today. We went with a different press than we'd shown in the first 3 games, and we wanted to take Haverford by surprise with it, and I think we did. So they had some difficulty clearing it out, I thought. And that provides a few more opportunities for your offense.
One stat you may not have had a chance to see is, I believe on Wednesday you had 23 turnovers, today 13.
Nice.
So way better. So you have to be happy about that.
I am happy about that. I think that when when we catch and throw well, and when we are looking beyond just those fundamentals and not worrying about those fundamentals, we're a really pretty team to watch. We like to move the ball. We're fast. When we doubt each other, it gets ugly. And you can see it on the passer side and the receiver side. So, again, things we're working through with a young group.
Last one for you, because we couldn't stop talking about her. I know we're about to talk to her today. We called her the unsung hero today during the broadcast, and that's Kelly McLaughlin, who speed, I think, stood out more than anything. And the number of times and clearance opportunities that she got you into the attack, I think MC and I both just thought she was phenomenal today.
She was, and she put pressure on the defense as well. I mean, she is a defender, but she has no problem pushing it to goal. She had two great shots today, which were, I think one hit the pipe, but, you know, I'm so glad to see the second one go in. She had several free position opportunities. That's what we need out of our kind of deep midfield positions. And I don't know if you could see that her behavior really sparked some of the other defenders to really start pushing upfield, and we've been begging for them to do that all season long, so I was really happy about that.
Coach, it's good to have a homestand here. I know it's going to continue next week, and we'll look forward to seeing you again in just a couple of days. Congratulations on a big win.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Coach Kathy Rayla joining us, and now let's welcome in that unsung hero. She's going to step right into Coach's spot. See, this is the respect that the players have for Coach. She let Coach just walk. She didn't get in the way whatsoever. Big day today for Kelly McLaughlin. Comes away with the first goal of the season. But even more so than that, Kelly, we're just talking about what stood out to MC and I was the speed. The number of times that, and you guys had some trouble with the clears on Wednesday against Franklin and Marshall, that the number of times you just sort of put your head down today and said, I'll handle this. I'll get us set up into the offense. How good did it feel for you today?
Yeah, it felt really good. And it's also good to know that, like, our attack are going to be open for the pass to, you know, kind of hand that off to them, because we have a lot of faith in our attackers, and they did a great job today too.
Well, the one thing that I loved seeing you do today was score that goal, and it's funny because I said to Glenn at halftime, like, Kelly is such a great clearer, but she doesn't have a nose for the goal sometimes, and next possession you went right to goal.
Yeah.
So that was great, and that does put a lot of pressure on the other defense, mm-hmm. don't you believe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it, like, makes them step up more, too, because we have a lot of fast players. Like, I know Rachel and, like, Taylor and everybody and Meg, we all like to take the ball up, and, like, we all have faith in each other, too, so it's good to trust them.
Given the way the season started for you guys, and we know the level of competition that you're facing, but three losses and what was hanging over you, down 3-1 early on in this game, what was the conversation like? What were you guys saying to each other in those moments, knowing, hey, you know, we can't have this thing go the wrong way and fall to 0-4 to start the season. That's not going to work, no matter who we've been playing.
Yeah, I think we just had a ton of intensity and never thought we weren't going to win this game. Like, because we all, like, the big trust thing. Like, we know we have strong players and fast players and we're smart. So I knew we could pull it out.
So you weren't nervous when you were down 3-1. You knew you were coming back.
Yeah, pretty confident.
So you have an injury that Glenn doesn't even know about.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Happened on Wednesday?
Took a couple stitches in my lip.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm okay, though.
Oh, my gosh. And you played unbelievable today.
Thank you. All right. So
with Catherine at this point, when she has the balls, is it just sort of like get out of her way? She's in the zone. She's let her do whatever she's going to want to do at this point?
Yeah, I mean, we all know Catherine is a great player. And once she gets the ball, it's like, go to goal. She's a strong player, and we love it because we need that on attack.
Playing with stitches in her lip, yeah. An unbelievable game, including her first goal of the season day for Kelly McLaughlin. Kelly, congratulations
on
a big
win. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Kelly McLaughlin from Stevenson, big game for her today and a great effort. We'll grab one more break. We'll come back in. We'll tell you what's coming up for the Stevenson women's lacrosse team and some final thoughts from MC McFadden on this one. Stevenson wins 14-6. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
So good to see you. Got my dance right out of my shoes. Don't need a reason. All I really need is you. Just for the fun of it. Delicious, crisp taste of it. Just for the love of it. Just for the feel of it. Just for the taste of it. Diet Coke, just wanna catch ya. It's electric when you hit my lips. Feels so good to hold ya. It's the no calories that makes me feel like this. Just for the fun of it. And just for the thrill of it. Just for the love of it. Just for the taste of it. Diet Coke.
Down here at Mustang Stadium. Stevenson picks up a big 14-6 win today over Haverford to improve to 1-3 on the season. Former Stevenson lacrosse coach MC McFadden, let's get your final thoughts on this one. Obviously a big win for the Mustangs.
A big win for the Mustangs, a win they needed as they were coming into this game 0-3. We've talked about that a lot today, but a great win for them as they were down 3-1, came back, never lost their confidence, and took the win.
No doubt about that. All right, let's see what's coming up for both of these teams ahead on the schedule. We will start with the Haverford Fords. 3-1 now. They have this trip to Colorado for a couple of games, first against Occidental and then at Colorado College coming up in this next week. And then after that, the schedule gets really brutal for them as they've got to take on two of the top three teams in the country after that. And then they'll be back here in Maryland on March 28th to take on McDaniel. That's what's ahead, and not an easy schedule whatsoever for Haverford in the coming weeks. For the Stevenson Mustangs, again, the most difficult part of the schedule was the first three games. Things lighten up a bit. Not these games will be easy whatsoever, but it lightens up a bit and helped by the fact that these games are going to be at home over the next couple of weeks. You see Montclair State coming up next. Mid-afternoon games next week here at Mustang Stadium on the 10th. On Tuesday, they got Montclair State at 4 o'clock. Farmingdale State next Friday as well. So a couple of midweek games for the Mustangs and an opportunity to get that record back to 500, get over 500 as we get towards conference play, MC.
Right, and I believe they will. The way that they played today was amazing, and as long as they keep playing together like that, they'll be fine. Then they head to Florida.
Right, and that'll be tricky, obviously, just because of the travel. But, again, facing teams they should have an opportunity to stockpile some wins against in the coming weeks.
And it's a nice break for them as well.
And it's not going to be 37 degrees
exactly.
There, I don't think. I don't think there's going to be any 37-degree day when they make that trip to Florida. So there's what's ahead for the Mustangs. As a reminder, you can always find out more about what's going on with all Mustang athletics by going to GoMustangSports.com. Big win today for Stevenson, 14-6 over Haverford. Tremendous victory, their first of the 2015 campaign. For the entire crew here at Stevenson, the SID department here, as well as at Haverford, for our SFMSports.net crew, and for MC McFadden, pleasure as always working with you. I am Glenn Clark signing off. Again, a big win for the Mustangs, 14-6 over Haverford. This has been the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
This presentation of Stevenson Mustangs Lacrosse has been brought to you by Stevenson University and powered by SFMSports.net. This broadcast was presented in part by Buffalo Wild Wings, just minutes away from Mustang Stadium on Owings Mills Boulevard, Coca-Cola, PMM Companies, and the Green Turtle. Don't forget to visit GoMustangSports.com, the official website of Stevenson University Athletics. We'll be right back.